All right, welcome everybody to the RF Generation Collector Cast. Krabby. How's baby going?
Baby's doing super well. Super well. We had a really rough pregnancy. Luckily, recovery mode is like perfect. It's going awesome.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it. Bill, how was non-pregnancy mode going?
It was equally rough. It was I had to get up at 10 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, most days.
Brutal.
I wish we were pregnant more and more. I would just keep having kids.
Uh-oh. And your wife is the one that puts the brakes on.
That is correct, sir.
She says, stop touching me! Yeah.
And she wants more kids, too. But, we always said we wanted three. And, after my second son was born, a few months go by, and I said to her, I was like, all right, or, more than a few months, 8, 10 months.
Bill is like, the doctor has said it's officially 6 weeks is all we have to wait. Let's get going here.
So, I was like, okay, we always said three, and we wanted to have them close together. So, it's, are you want to start thinking about this? And she was like, yes, I still want three, but give me a break.
I got to tell you, I have an 8-year-old and a 2-month-old now. 8-year-old. Super, super helpful when having a baby. He is fantastic.
Yeah, it is nice to have an older imagine. One.
And Rich has expressed a similar sentiment with his older kids having the new young baby.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you wouldn't imagine it because you just think, they were grossed out and annoyed by their sibling kind of thing. But he's asking to change diapers and give bottles and read stories and play with her in the back seat and just awesome. Makes it so easy.
He thinks he's gaining experience points.
Totally. He's just grinding.
You just give him the phone and tell him to go play Pokemon Go for you for a while?
I try to, and he's more interested in talking to real people and not play Pokemon.
I failed
as a father.
You should.
We go to the park and he plays with the kids, and it's just me walking around by myself looking like an idiot.
Well, I'm glad you said it, not me.
I know what I look like. I'm still having fun.
I'm sure that people are calling the cops from time to time. There's this guy with really long hair and tattoos and a big beard, and he's just kind of wandering around taking pictures of everybody in the park.
Telling people to look at his phone.
It's kind of creepy. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to this time, so let's jump right in because we've got a lot of questions to tackle.
Yeah.
So I guess first off, before we get to questions, I had a couple things I wanted to bring up, and Krabby, I'll edit this out if you don't want to talk about it, but do you want to talk about the stadium event saga?
Yeah, that's fine. We can talk about it.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious if you've had any more resolution.
I did.
If you want to go into it.
I did get a resolution, actually.
So you want to tell everybody what the deal is?
So I've been trying to sell stadium events because I got the second copy a while back. So last few months I've been shopping around a little bit, and I got a pretty decent offer through eBay. And the guy was just sent me a message right after, like, hey, I just need 2 days to do this transfer. Not a problem. Kept in contact over those 2 days. And then I could see the transfer as pending in my PayPal, and he asked me to make sure it was there. And so I went and checked, and I said, hey, it says it's pending. It says 24-hour review. And he's like, oh, weird. It's never happened before. So it's a weekend anyway. I can't ship it. So we'll wait till Monday. Monday comes around and it still says 24-hour review pending. So I call into PayPal and say, what's going on? It says 24 hours. It was 2 days ago. And they tell me, we're not sure. There's some kind of technical glitch. It should be released automatically within another 24 to 72 hours. We put in a escalation ticket so the technical team can look into it. So I tell the guy that, and he's like, oh, that's really crappy. Well, let me know what happens at the end of the few days. And so 3 days later, call in again. I get pretty much the exact same spiel from an entirely different person. They put in a second escalation ticket so that the tech team really knows we're high priority, because it's a decent chunk of change.
$5
out of this guy's account too. He doesn't have it in his bank account. It is just sitting in limbo between both of our accounts.
Yeah. Oh wow,
that sucks.
And so we go through five of these 24 to 72 hour periods with a couple of the people being pretty nice. One of them was so optimistic. He said, it shouldn't have been this long. We're really sorry. I'm going to credit your account and you can refund the guy the money. Cause at this point he just gotten tired of waiting, and I don't blame him. So we just agreed to refund and walk away. I couldn't refund him, though, with it pending because I didn't have any money to refund him with until it showed up in my account. This PayPal guy says, hey, we'll credit you the money. You can refund them. And then whenever this clears, however long it takes, we'll just cancel it out. And so I said, okay, that'll work. And so 3 days later, there's still no pending credit and the money's still pending. So calling again. And they said, that immediately got denied because of the amount of the transaction. We don't do credits for that much. Didn't anyone tell me? We've been waiting for this to clear.
She was
the worst, that person I talked to. Because every single time I talked to someone, I said, please send him an email through PayPal so that he knows it's not me screwing him around. You guys are involved in this.
Yeah.
And she's like, I cannot send a courtesy email. Like, we do not do that.
We are not courteous.
Yeah. So I just called in and talked to someone else later that day, and they were fine with it. They sent him an email and explained
it. We do not take care of our customers, sir. What do you expect?
Put in another escalation. And we still couldn't figure out, and none of them could tell us when it was going to clear. They said it should auto clear by the 30th, which was like 4 weeks after this had been put in. And we didn't want to wait till then. So we told them to put in a dispute so we could start dealing with the resolution center. Because he's got X amount of days to do it, so we didn't want to wait until it was too long.
Yeah, of course.
And like the whole time, this guy is like missing $9,000 and pretty cool about it, considering like we there was no swear words in any of our messages. Like it was pretty cordial.
I would be upset.
So I kept giving him ticket numbers and telling him like, please call PayPal on your end. We'll bombard them, and you'll know I'm not making this stuff up. And so as soon as he put in this dispute, I think that fixed their glitch. It just like auto like went to pending to the point where if I put in a shipping number, it would release the money. Like just out of nowhere, a second the dispute hit.
How that makes no sense.
So I called in that night to explain the situation and make sure it was okay. I refund him now and everything to PayPal. And the guy, like I've called in like 7 times at this point, and there's 3 escalation tickets, and he has no record of any of that on the account. He has no idea what I'm talking about. None of that stuff exists anymore in my file. But the refund went through fine. So I've got the stadium events to still sell. Got the guy's money back. He was pretty cool about it. The reason I talked to him a little bit afterwards too, he had a friend. He's already got a stadium events himself and an NWC gold and gray.
Well, la-di-da.
I don't know what he does for a living, but he makes some decent coin.
Yeah.
Friend of his.
Does he make 1x1 Lego mosaics?
Ooh, that's where the money is?
Wayne. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was getting it for a friend as part of a trade. They needed this.
As part of a trade?
Yeah, so it was a time-sensitive stadium events trade.
Throw in?
And because the money got held so long, I didn't ship because people kept saying, like, don't ship until you have the money.
Yeah, of course.
So the trade, whatever happened, the guy found what he was looking for without the trade.
So he was trading for like a car or something?
I don't know. All finally worked out. It was weeks and weeks of really frustrating conversations with PayPal. I really wish there was another great alternative to use right now because I'm quite frustrated with how I was treated about 50% of the time calling them.
Yeah.
And considering how much does the percentage that they get for the transaction change depending on the amount, or it's the standard, you know, about
3%? Just about 3%, yeah.
It's amazing that, you know, given how much they stood to, like, lose if the whole thing fell through, that they weren't, like, quicker about, like, okay, let's take care of this right now because this is, you know, important.
Yeah, no, just the other team needs to look at it. Like, can I talk to the other team? No, you can't talk to the other team.
No, right. No. That's like courtesy emails. We don't talk to the other team. We don't send courtesy emails. We do nothing.
Oh, goodness.
Crazy.
Well, I'm sorry to hear of the mess, but I'm glad it's finally resolved. So I guess the message is if somebody's looking to buy stadium events, you still
just give me cash. Just give me cash.
That's like $20 US, right?
Close to this time. Yeah, we're not gaining on you too much. I was hoping this whole Brexit thing would bump us up a bit, but it's really not.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. All right. Well, I was just curious. I'm sure, you know, our listenership would probably enjoy a story that was that messed up about PayPal. So
just be careful. I've used them for like 15 years with
of course,
no
yeah.
issue ever before.
Yeah, nothing.
And this first one was just a huge, huge nightmare.
You know what I bet happened? I bet a whole bunch of their computers auto-upgraded to Windows 10. And it's just like all these crazy things happened.
Well, a couple of them said, like, I wasn't the only one having this issue. There was a known problem they were trying to figure out how to fix. Apparently, you just open a dispute and the money unlocks. So that's the fix. If you're listening and your money's locked out, tell the guy to dispute it.
You said they had a whole bunch of other people trying to sell stadium events and they weren't going through?
Yeah.
It's a rash. It's just
everyone's panicking.
The market about the restaurants.
Bubble's about to
the
pull.
Bubble Ooh. Is bursting. Get out. Get out. Hey everybody, by now you know a lot about our sponsor OTC Video Games, but I'm here to tell you again about some of the great products that they offer. Big thing I would mention about these guys really kind of understand the collector mindset. They've been involved in the hobby for a long time. They're great to work with. They make sure everything that they sell is tested, and they back that with a 30-day guarantee, so you really can't go wrong. You also get to kind of pick the shipping method that you prefer, so if there's a certain shipper that you would like, no problem, they can take care of that. I'm also really happy to report that Chris from OTC Video Games has been telling me that you guys have really been going out there and using our promo code. So just remember, our promo code COLLECTORCAST, you can use that on your purchases over at otcvideogames.com to save yourself 5%. Remember that OTC Video Games doesn't just sell games themselves. You can buy manuals, you can buy boxes, and if you like them on social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, they've been putting up pictures of some stuff that they get in, so you get a chance to jump right in, see the new products, no matter where you're at. Maybe you find a great little buy that's out there before everybody else that's browsing through the website gets a chance to check it out. So make sure that you're following them on all those things. I also want to remind everybody that if you buy over $50 worth of products through otcvideogames.com, you can get free shipping as long as you're in the U.S. Also, we know a lot of our listeners like to get out there and hit the conventions, so OTC Video Games is going to be making some physical appearances at a lot of these. So they're going to be at the Long Island Retro Game Expo. That's on August 13th. A little farther out, they're going to do the Lehigh Valley Comic Con. That's in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania on December 3rd. And they're also going to be joining us for Retro World Expo on October 15th and 16th in Wallingford, Connecticut. So if you're coming out to see us, you can definitely say hi to Chris and thank him for all that he does to sponsor the show. So again, just remember otcvideogames.com, OTC Video Games on social media. If you're going there, you're making a purchase, use our promo code COLLECTORCAST to save 5% on your order. And I want to say thanks again for OTC for sponsoring the show. Well, good. Well, let's get to some questions, shall we?
Yeah.
We got a lot to get to. Let's start with Facebook. We've got Chris Roberts, who is from the NARC podcast, and he asks, what were some of your favorite or memorable birthday presents growing up?
What a question.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? Like,
so this isn't just gaming, really. This is like anything.
Yeah, it could be anything, right? It could be like, you know, yeah. Those Tinker Toys you got that one time.
Yeah,
or Lincoln
could be
like
Logs. A gateway to a whole new podcast series.
It could be. I'm going to imagine it probably isn't. But
you guys just heard me ramble for a few minutes. When do you go first on this one?
Oh, Bill, do you have any favorite presents?
I mean, he said birthday specifically, right? Not
no,
Christmas?
Birthday. It's his favorite or memorable birthday presents.
Yeah, sure. Oh, man, there's a bunch. I mean, like we may have gone over this in a previous episode. Me and Chris's birthdays are very close to Christmas, so it's kind of become like birthmas.
Mm-hmm.
You get to kind of like combination Christmas and birthday gifts, which on the one hand, it kind of, you know, is not great because you're like, oh, well, I really, you know, you'd like to be recognized for both of those, take advantage of both of those events. But on the other hand, you can get some cool combination gifts that you wouldn't get for, you know, one of them otherwise. So one of the big ones that I really enjoyed a number of years ago was the Genesis I think I might have mentioned this, is big Genesis fan growing up. My mom would not get us a Super Nintendo because it didn't play the original Nintendo games. So we had a Genesis. We had, like, run it into the ground. The power cable was really, really, really loose. If you, like, you'd be in the middle of a big, long X-Men game, and, like, somebody would, like, knock the console or sneeze, and the thing would, like, shut off. And we had asked my parents for a new one, but, like, we knew we weren't going to get it. And for my birthday one year, my mom got us, like, one of these, you know, like, those, like, plastic blister pack Genesis systems that you would get at, like Costco or, like a Price Club?
I guess I never saw those, but...
Yeah, it was, like, wrapped in plastic, and... It kind of had, like, games bundled in it. It had Jurassic Park, which I really, really liked that game a lot. Jurassic Park, it had, like, an extra controller. It was a I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it ASCII, that third-party controller?
I know what you're talking about. I have no idea how to pronounce it, but yes.
It actually kind of looks like a Super Nintendo-style controller with, like, the four face buttons and the two shoulder buttons. To this day, it's my favorite third-party Genesis controller. And normally for our birthdays, we just got something little, like, you know, maybe like a $20 or $30, you know, thing. So that's probably the one that I remember the most, for a birthday present. Cause it was like an entire Genesis, bundle with like, Jurassic Park. And, so new system, new cables, new third party controller, which is one of my favorites. And, yeah, that held us over until Christmas when we got a whole bunch more games for it. So I'm going Genesis.
Cool. Nice. Cool. Like Bill said, Birthmas, I think, was the thing that always I got stuck with. And it's funny that somebody the other day was still asking me because I made some comment about that. And they said, it is a friend I hadn't seen in probably, I haven't seen him probably in 20 years. So it's one of those Facebook things. He's like, do you still do Birthmas? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't change just because you get an adult. So it gets worse probably. But
did you come up with the name or did your parents come up with the
name?
No,
I came up with Birthmas along. Yeah.
I don't think I did. I mean, someone else just called it that one time and I was like, yeah.
I don't know. I think probably my best. Hey guys. I'm Jimmy. Now, suddenly.
Hey guys. That?
It's pretty good.
my favorite moments in Stick of Truth is when he won't stop stuttering until you hit a button. What do you guys think of the...
Okay. Let's see. All right. They can probably get away with making fun of handicapped people. We probably won't.
Handicapable.
I would probably say my favorite Birthmas present was my Commodore 64 as a kid, because I really, really wanted a Commodore 64. And I remember seeing them in Kmart. We would go to Kmart, and like my mom would put things in layaway for Christmas and Birthmas, you know, because it was the same thing. So sometimes, you know, I wouldn't know what was on layaway. She'd just go make the payments. Was layaway a thing up there, Krabby? Did you guys have that?
It's not common, but I think it used to be more common when I was a kid. I remember seeing it at like Zellers and places like that, but I don't know if anyone does it anymore.
Yeah, it's what poor people did that didn't have credit. They'd say, I don't have credit. I'm just going to, here, you hold this stuff in the back. I'll just make payments on it.
Yeah, no, I know what it is, but yeah, I can't remember seeing it any place in the last like 10 years.
Yeah. I see signs for it. The only place I see signs for it is when I go to Kmart. Silda is big on layaway.
Okay.
We don't have Kmarts anymore, but I do remember seeing them at Kmart when I was a kid. Totally.
I heard Kmart was bringing the Blue Light Special back. Okay, that's totally random. Nobody cares, but...
I mean, if that's... yeah, I don't know what that is.
Thankfully, not bringing back those horrible deli sandwiches that they had. Okay.
Kmart had a, like, food area?
Oh, they had a whole deli.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, you could totally eat at Kmart.
Ours never had food, and I am really glad for that.
Oh, it was like these horrible little, like, pre-made... like bologna sandwiches.
Gas station sandwich?
Kind of. Yeah. It was really bad. Anyway, Commodore 64. Because I'd always go in and I'd stare at the thing, and they always had this demo on the Commodore 64 that would play Greensleeves. I don't know why at the store, but it would play Green Sleeves.
And, because then your parents would buy it because it's going to make you smarter because it's classical.
That's what you always say. Like, I can learn on it. You know, whatever. Yeah. You know, maybe you want to play games. Yeah,
Miracle Piano, Mom. It'll make me a concert pianist.
Be the next Ray Charles.
That's right. Let's move over, Beethoven. But yeah, that was it. I got a Commodore 64. I got a disk drive to go with. I have no, really, quite honestly, I have no idea how my parents paid for this back then. I literally, because that probably was very expensive at the time. But they did. I don't know if my dad, maybe my dad got in on the whole thing. I don't remember. And it lasted for not even a year, and then the power supply totally fried my Commodore 64. But it was a good time while it lasted. I really enjoyed it. So I guess that would be mine. So, cool. Krabby?
Mine are gaming related.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a Ninja Turtles sleeping bag. And I lived in that thing for like years. Like, you know, this is the age when, you know, you still wet the bed once in a while. Like, that thing has been peed on so many times.
Gross, and man. We really didn't need to add that flavor text in there, right?
Yeah. It's special sleeping bag. We still have it. And my son uses it.
Oh, God.
So, like, he's used it within the last week, and it is still holding up. Like, we've never.
It's like a rite of passage to pee on this turtle blanket.
We've never replaced the zipper or the stuffing or anything. It's all, like, original. And it's still in great shape.
No, it isn't.
It really is.
It's urine soaked. It's not good.
We cleaned it.
Oh, no.
I love that thing.
If I ever come to visit you, I do not ever want to see that.
It won't fit a grown... Well, you're a short man. Maybe it'll fit you.
I don't even want to see it. That scares me.
I love that thing. There's a picture of me somewhere just holding it up, beaming when I'm a kid. So good.
So a Ninja Turtle sleeping bag is
Ninja Turtle sleeping bag is the winner.
Okay.
So are we going to see a picture of it later?
I don't know. I'll see if I can dig it out. I think I might know which album it's in.
Oh, man. Scan it and send it over, and I'll put it in the YouTube version.
Oh, great. I'll send a modern-day picture with me in the same pose if I can.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Oh, gross. All right, let's move on. Our friend from Deutschland, Eric Lindner, he asks, I'm sure you will have. Oh, I can't even read this. I'm sure you have some words about the upcoming mini NES. I think they're calling it what, NES Classic something or other,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I believe that is what it's called.
Will you buy it in spite of owning most of the 30 installed games? I'm going to be quite honest. Do any of us not own all 30 of those games?
I'm pretty certain.
I mean, they're all like the classics, pretty much, right? I mean, I can't think of anything that's even odd on that list. It's pretty basic
or that hard to come by.
No, not really. I mean, a few of them maybe cost you a little bit, but not a whole lot, really.
Right, a couple of bucks.
Yeah. So, you know, I would imagine it's a good segue into this whole big thing about this NES Classic edition or whatever. So probably a good time as any to talk about it. I think we've got some other questions that will kind of center around that anyway. So, I guess, Krabby, what do you think? What do you look at this thing? I mean, it's a cash grab, no doubt, but interested?
I'm going to try and stock them in the store, but I really don't see myself bringing one home.
No?
No.
Not even for fun?
I can play them all proper funly.
throw it on the shelf? You know, you don't think it's an interesting showpiece?
I don't know. It is licensed, so maybe, but this year, I'm assuming they're going to be pretty hot come Christmas, so they're going to be hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe I'll grab one next year when it's died down a bit.
What if they only do them this holiday season or something?
I don't know.
I just want a tiny little NES on top of my NES.
I can't see mine coming out of the box ever.
No? I mean, they're not going to be that rare. They're going to sell truckloads of these things.
Sure, totally.
Yeah, I think Krabby's reaction is one that I expected from, you know, like a lot of kind of like purist collectors, like maybe throw it on a shelf, like, you know, because it's licensed, because it's cool to have in the collection. But the people who are buying this thing to play it, you know, I still think there's a pretty good amount of those people. Like my sister, who is mildly interested in, like, you know, the odd Dr. Mario game here and there. She texted me like, the hour after it was released. And she said, I need to have this thing. Like, let me know when you find it someplace.
I had like 20 people within a day all ask me if we're going to carry it. And then the next week, I had a whole bunch of people tell me how sorry they were that it was going to put me out of business.
Oh, So let me tell you, I totally plan on owning one of these. I'm really excited, not really excited, but I'm equally excited with the controller, with the classic NES controller. Only charging $10 for it, which is awesome. And yeah. I know Krabby's not a virtual console guy, but they work on with your Wii controller for virtual console games. Now, one thing that I never put two and two together with this thing, and I read a hands-on article on Polygon like a day or two ago, and it said it's worth noting that the cable on the classic controller is, quote, distressingly short. And they said, you know, remember like that short, like how short a cable is on a Wii nunchuck. That's how long the cable is. So it's like, oh, you're gonna have to be like
on the floor,
foot from your classic NES.
Nice.
Somebody will sell some extension cables or something, though, right? Of course,
probably.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably already out there. It's the same one as the Wii controller. So yeah, one more if you wanted to, you know, sit back. But it is unfortunate that no internet connectivity.
That's not unfortunate. That's a bonus.
No possibility feature. Of adding more games.
They'll sell you another one next year with new games on it. Don't worry.
Exactly.
It'll be the same one with different games with no distinguishing marks on them.
So. No, it'll look like the Model redesigned 2. NES.
Top loader.
That's right. See, then they'll sell you another one.
That. Well, didn't you say, Chris, if they did a Famicom, you're in on that one too?
I would totally import a Famicom Mini. That would be amazing.
I'll get one.
I'm totally watching Amazon like every day. As soon as that pre-order hits, I'm going to pre-order one because I think they're going to be gone. I think it's going to be really tough to find one this year.
I do too. I usually don't get that many requests for things, like especially from some of the people that are reaching out to me.
I really think this, like, I was telling Krabby this on a private chat the other day, is I have this whole list of, like, games that I'm interested in, and I started putting them on my calendar. And then I looked at this calendar, and I was like, wow, like, normally in, like, you know, like, October, November, December, there's, like, you know, a dozen games that I'm at least mildly interested in. And I looked at the end of this year, and I'm like, there's, like, two or three games, like, tops that I care about at the end of this year. I don't have a PS4, so Last Guardian isn't on there. So I remember thinking, this is the year for me for, kind of like, you know, at like a kind of, what do you call it? Like extraneous, like accessory, like kind of bonus stuff like this. So, I wonder if that would maybe contribute to it, elsewhere. I think this is going to be the hot electronics item, for sure. Like the price point is fantastic considering what you get. It is official, blows the At Games, Genesis, unit out of the water.
Yeah, and I kind of like somebody took a picture and put it on Twitter of the back end of it, and the power connector looks just like a 3DS power connector. So I just wonder if it's 3DS guts in there. That would totally make sense, right?
Yeah, what the emulator is.
Yeah, you've already got hardware that can do it, and all you have to do is, you know, it's cheaper because you don't need a screen to hook it to. So you just slap that in there and do your protocol for the controllers, and away you go, right? So I wouldn't be surprised. I can't wait for somebody to tear one of these apart and see what they can do to hack it. Throw an SD card or something on there, and away you go. Or turn it into a 3DS or whatever. I'm sure people will totally hack the crap out of this thing. Or I've already heard people like, I'm going to get it, deshell the thing, and put a Raspberry Pi in it, and just use that as an emulator machine, which would still be fun.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, like, I don't know. Like, if you're just going to use the shell... I guess I get the appeal, like, so, like, it looks nice and everything, but, like, I mean, there are totally currently attractive ways to get a Raspberry Pi in a small shell. You don't need to, you know, this $60 Nintendo shell, but whatever. People can do whatever they want.
It's cheap enough. I think there'll be, of course, you know, people that will do it. I think that's the thing. As I heard, you know, like, some people are like, oh, the price point, but I'm like, this is $2 a game hardware.
Really? Up here, it's going to be $80, and that's a really amazing price point.
With a controller.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And considering they sell that controller for $10 by itself, this little mini console is $50.
Yeah. So that's under $2 a game.
Yeah. And I can't remember where I said it, but I made a comment on some chat when this thing came out, and something to the effect of like, you know, how does Nintendo now justify selling these games for like $5 a piece, like software only? And someone was like, ah, they don't care.
Because no. People still pay it. That's why.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. No one, they're not losing any money or any sleep.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think they're going to change their virtual console plans one iota.
It's a bulk deal. You get a discount because you're buying 30 games. If you buy,
one at a time,
they're $5.
Different market segments.
That's amazing. May I buy a code for 30 games in advance, and I can just choose them on your virtual console?
You don't get to choose them, though. They choose them for you.
Oh, so it's a grab bag.
Exactly.
Ooh, I'd be down with that. Like mystery bag. Just, here's $30. Yeah. Surprise me.
Don't you think Nintendo still owes Wii U owners some sort of like ambassador program with some free games?
I bought one first day. I have never been upset with the amount of games I've had to play on it.
Really?
Never. I'm still playing it more than anything else right now.
Well, that doesn't surprise me for you.
And though, I just picked up Star Fox today, so I'm going to give that a shot.
Yeah, I would say Krabby is definitely the most Wii U person that I know. So I know he doesn't regret it. So, and the way he talks about like Tokyo Mirage and some of the other.
I was just going to mention that. That's the only thing I've been playing lately other than Pokemon Go is Tokyo Mirage Sessions. And it is fantastic.
Somebody told me that you're supposed to pronounce that Tokyo Mirage Sessions F-E sharp. Is that the way you're supposed to say that? Or sharp F-E or whatever?
I thought it was. I just dropped that completely. Because it sounds silly. I don't know how to say it properly. They don't say it in the game.
They don't say it in the game. Okay. Yeah. I was just curious if it's a hashtag. Yeah. Is it?
Yes. Speaking of that, in Japan, do they pronounce the dash in Street Fighter 2?
I don't know.
That apostrophe. I was looking at a wiki page, and they were like, "Yeah, in Japan, that dash like is a word that they pronounce."
Street Fighter 2 dash. that's not a Japanese accent at all. I don't know what that was.
Spanish?
Okay. So, since we're talking about this thing for a minute, and I've heard people already, of course, do we get the inevitable Super Nintendo Mini next year?
I mean, you would imagine if this thing sells like gangbusters, like you kind of expect it will, then the investors and the shareholder, like whatever, like the stockholders will probably, you know, put pressure on Nintendo to be like, hey, let's do another one of those next holiday. Like, you know, why not?
Remember what company you're talking about, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't think you do. I think it makes tons of money. It makes so much sense they do one and they don't do one.
Well, the thing that gets me that this is a U.S. initiative. Well, I wouldn't say that. It's not a Japanese initiative because there's no Japanese version.
That's weird.
There's a European version. There's an Australia. Everywhere that has NES, they're putting one of these out. But there's no Famicom version of this thing. And everything seems to come out of Japan. So it's a really weird idea that's happening. Don't you think?
It's Reggie. It's moving and shaking over there.
His body is ready.
Do you like Reggie, Crab?
I find him amusing. Most of the time. Most of the time.
That was, I guess, an answer to some question.
He's asked if you liked him.
Usually.
Would you go fishing with the man?
I wouldn't go fishing with anybody.
Would you go Pokemon Go hunting with him?
I would absolutely Pokemon Go with Reggie. That'd be the best afternoon.
I'm sure he has all of the Snorlaxes. Don't worry.
I don't have one of those yet.
I really have no idea what that is.
It's amazing, and I don't have one.
At least
one person near me does. I keep seeing it in the damn gym around here.
Oh, your Pikachu is no match.
I don't have a Pikachu either.
What are you doing? You're not even playing the game.
I got 67 Pokemon and very few that I actually want yet.
Okay. Do you have the rock one?
So
no.
What do you have?
I was trying to catch him the other day, and he got away from me. He's just a wily little rock.
A rock got away from you. Oh, you're not trying hard enough.
Oh, I'm trying so hard.
Okay. But NES Mini, I think totally out of the blue. Nobody saw this coming, right?
No. No one saw it. And it's tiny. Have we talked about how tiny it is?
It is, yeah, like in the palm of your hand. Like somebody said it will fit in your pocket.
I'm surprised how many third-party games, like really good ones, they have on there too.
Like Mega Man.
Like Mega Man, Bubble Bobble, Super Ninja Gaiden, Final Fantasy. Like,
yeah,
there's some really quality games on there.
Do you think that do you think that someone was reading like the licensing agreements for Virtual Console and like they snuck in like, oh, we could like release these games on like other hardware in the future if we wanted to, and it's in the same licensing agreement, and they were like, hey, Reggie, we could do this and we wouldn't have to pay anything else for it, but like I guess the fault in that is there are games on this thing that are not on Virtual Console.
Are there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh yeah. I read. I don't know exactly which ones.
Don't
but
worry,
I did
they
see
will
headline.
Be soon.
Yeah, right. Timed exclusive for the NES Classic.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean that's it. They did a really good job of putting a nice mix. I think the really weird choice though is why Super C over Contra.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
That seems like a big oversight.
Because that's the one I grew up with, and it's amazing.
And why Castlevania 1 and 2, but no Castlevania 3?
Because 2's the best?
No, it isn't.
You just end at the pinnacle of NES Castlevanias?
No human being thinks that except for you. And Rich thinks that, but you're both very wrong, so don't worry.
Rich is a good man. He's Pokemoning with me. He's Castlevania-ing with me.
You guys. Oh, my goodness.
Castlevania-ing.
What am I going to do? See, I've got Bill, who's hooked on Destiny. I've got you that's hooked on Pokemon. Yeah. I have nobody to talk games with anymore. I'm going to have a show where it's just me talking to myself and you guys, I don't know, doing something completely different.
The Dark Souls cast.
I understand that Punch-Out is impossible. Like, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out is impossible to do.
Not true.
Well, it's they wouldn't do it.
It'd be rough.
Yeah. It would be the only kind of downside of, like, you know, the Punch-Out in there is, like, I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with Mr. Dream, but, like, I grew up with that Mike Tyson, with not just the cover, but like 00737359 63 straight to Tyson and just try over and over and over again to beat him. And Mr. Dream just doesn't feel the same to me.
I mean, I don't know. Oh, sorry.
No, just saying that's my only little complaint. I love Punch-Out, but that's my only little complaint is that it's the Mr. Dream version, but I understand that they can't do it.
I mean, I even know. I mean, Krabby, you run into the same thing. Like when I have Nintendo games to sell, the Mike Tyson's version is always worth more money than the Mr. Dream version.
Twice as much, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a disparage between the two.
Everybody wants Mike Tyson. Nobody wants fake Mike Tyson. White Mike Tyson, whatever it is.
White Tyson.
White Tyson. All right, let's move on then to another related question to the NES Classic. With no Silent Service on the NES Classic, has Nintendo doomed itself financially?
Obviously.
Doomed.
Doomed.
Thanks, Isaac. Ship. I totally botched that.
There's been so many people.
It's going to be NES Classic 2, only Silent Service.
Yeah. One game on this jam.
But speaking of doomed financially, you guys see that news today about the Nintendo stock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that the investors didn't realize how it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they didn't own the property and making all the money. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's not ours, but we're Nintendo, aren't we?
isn't that a weird thing for investors not to know that?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can understand if they put out like any other game they own, but the Pokemon company is pretty big entity on its own. That one seems obvious, not like it'd be hidden in the dark corners of their stock portfolio.
And does the Pokemon Go game say Nintendo anywhere on it?
No, it comes up with Niantic, which is the developer, and then like a safety warning, and then you're in the game.
Yeah, I mean the word Nintendo isn't even present, right? Yeah,
I'm gonna boot it up right now and make sure. But now I gotta catch some Weedles.
We've totally lost him.
Can you catch anything in your home?
Nah, my home sucks.
Do some people's homes have Pokemon in them?
Oh, my stupid friend. He lives so close to a park that he has a Pokestop in his house. And then when he goes to work, his work is also a Pokestop. So he just texts me messages all day. He's like, am I supposed to have maxed out items? I can't get any more. And he's just rubbing it in my face.
You're like, you jerk.
Exactly.
Man, what a stupid friend.
I work at a Pokemon gym. I found that out.
Yeah.
We actually were trying to request that the Oakdale like become a gym.
Oh no.
Trying to get my store to be a gym too.
Yeah.
How much money do you have to pay?
Nothing. You just have to request and wait.
Yeah. And they, we saw that thing where you can request that your, like, you know, thing be a thing. And we like, oh, okay, let's do that real quick. And then we went right to the site and it was like, I'm sorry, we're not taking requests anymore. Cause I guess like a billion people like hit them all at once. So like they turn it on and off, like as much as the servers can handle those requests.
Their servers are struggling every day.
Don't you think that would have been the smart idea for them to go, this is where we charge people money? Because businesses would love to do that to get more customers there, right?
There are some businesses here that are just cleaning up right now. And
It's
not me. We have nothing down our whole road. It sucks.
That's what I'm saying. If they let business like, hey, for $20 a month, we'll make your place a whatever. Would you pay that?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, but he wouldn't pay it to get more business. He just wants to.
I just want all the pokeballs to work. Yeah.
Oh man, that's terrible. So everybody would just do their own house. Is that it? They would just $20 a month. My house is everything.
They probably even do that to get like people they didn't like's houses put on too, so that you have weird kids hanging out in your yard all the time.
Oh, just shoot them with a BB gun or whatever. Right? Just have fun with it.
No one owns a BB gun up here.
They got muskets, right?
Yeah, it's all
firearms,
gunpowder. None of that. All gunpowder in Canada.
It's all nunchucks, knives. Everyone has knives.
Okay,
stabby.
All right, let's move on. This next series of questions I mentioned last time around because we didn't do questions last time because of E3. These were the unsolicited questions I got. So just out of the blue, we had Chris Vanderhoff. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's just been packing up some questions and wanted to just unleash them at us. So here we go. There are three of them. Have you ever used your kids? It sounds bad right away. Have you ever used your kids as a way to try to get something cheaper at a rummage? For example, I want to show my kid how gaming was as when I was a kid. You know, pull the old heartstrings. Winky, winky. Have you ever pimped out your children for savings is the question.
I've thought about it and I've thought about what I would say. Like I've thought of, I don't know if you guys do this, like I'll like kind of like almost like daydream about like what I'm going to like we walking through like a flea market or something. And I'll like daydream about like finding something amazing and like, okay, what would I say? And then what would he say back? And then what would I say back to that? It's just like a thing I've always done. And people then look at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just having an entire conversation in my head. So I've thought about what I would say. Like, oh yeah, I had this when I was a kid. I would love for my kids to be able to play this. Oh man, I've only got $4 in my pocket. You know, like something like that, but I've never done it.
It just reminds me like those Craigslist ads that you see like, oh, I'm looking for these three games I had as a child.
Samson, it was my favorite.
Yeah, I played stadium events all the time when I was a kid. I'm not really looking to spend money. I just want my childhood back.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you reading your Craigslist post right now?
I am, actually. It works more often than you'd think. But Krabby, have you ever abused your children like that?
I've never said anything like that, but when I've been – I haven't done it in years either, especially since opening the store. But when I used to garage sale much, much more often, I'd bring him with me just because he was there and I let my wife sleep in. She didn't want to wake up early, so I'd take him garage sailing with me. I don't know if that influenced people, but that's the closest I've got.
I think it does.
Did you tell him like, okay, when you can hear look really sad and poor?
You give him all the ripped clothes.
Don't let him bathe that morning. You know, tussle his hair up a little bit. Look hungry, son.
In fact, you can't eat until we get a deal.
First her words was Battletoads Double Dragon. He really needs this.
Right. Okay, yeah, I've never used my children like that because that's wrong. You shouldn't do that is the reason why. Number two, which game that hasn't had a sequel since 2000 would you like to have a sequel made? He's got a few that he puts up there, which are all good. Maybe. I don't know. Street Fighter 2010. I can't agree with you on that one. I'm sorry.
No.
Adventures of Lolo, Crash Bandicoot. I think his prayers have maybe been answered. Star Tropics, a real Phantasy Star sequel, Streets of Rage. What do you guys think?
Some good ideas in there. Yeah. I always liked Lolo. It'd be cool to see it.
You want a new Lolo?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I want more than that, though?
No.
It's new Uniracers.
Yeah, of course. Because why wouldn't you? Right.
And Rock and Roll Racing.
Rock and Roll Racing, that could be good, right?
And I could go for another Kirby's Dream Course.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
No, so Kirby's good. Air Ride, though, right?
I can't get into that one. Everyone else seems to like it. I think that's after 2000 as well.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
What was the cutoff?
2000. Billy, you got anything?
2000. That has not had a sequel since 2000. See, NHL 2K2 came out in 2001. And it's had sequels, so...
Yeah, what's your Genesis game hockey thing you always talk about? There you go.
I mean, those are still getting made. Oh, okay. new one of those comes out every month. No, I mean, if I think back to Genesis, I mean, like, I mentioned before, Jurassic Park was a game I liked a lot. We haven't seen a Vector Man in a while.
You're right. They've surprisingly let Vector Man just go away.
Yeah.
Right?
Surprising.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know. They tried to resurrect Booger Man, so I think Vector Man just
did. What? When did they try to resurrect Booger Man?
There was a Kickstarter.
Really?
Yeah, they tried to resurrect Booger Man.
So you said tried, so it didn't work?
Yeah, I don't think it went through.
Ah, I would have topped it up to whatever it needed.
Which is
$20,000 more? Sure.
Which is sad, because I think the Shaq Fu Kickstarter went through.
I think it did.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to make this really easy. I'm going to go with his. I would love a real Phantasy Star 5.
I thought you were going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want that? Really? Or how about like Revenge of Shinobi 3 or whatever?
They've done Shinobi games in the last 10 years.
But not like 2D side-scroll Revenge of Shinobi, you know.
No, but they've done Shinobi games.
I was going to say something about, I don't think it, the... There's a lot of people who are very anti-sequel, and I wanted to say something about it. I think that that's silly, but that's not what this question's about, so it doesn't apply. But he wants a sequel, just something that hasn't had one in a while. You know what I feel like they had like every like 8 minutes, and they haven't really done them that frequently, are Castlevania games. Like back in the DS days, I felt like there was one like every like couple of weeks. It was, oh, there's a new Castlevania DS game.
Yeah, and a few of them. They were all solid, and, though.
Yeah, they were all good. Like the Game Boy Advance ones, it was what, Circle of the Moon was the first one? And then it was Harmony of Dissonance.
And the like Order of Ecclesia, Portrait of Ruin.
That was the DS though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I thought the DS ones were all great. Portrait of Ruin, you had to seal away the bosses with like that little like sketch at the end of it. Like they were all really great. And they were constantly coming out, but they were always good. So, like, every year or two, you could count on, okay, I'm getting whatever the new Castlevania is. And then they just kind of dried up.
Well, Igarashi left. That's what Bloodstained is. So, he was the guy behind it all. So.
Konami. Yeah, then they went all God of War with Castlevania.
Lords of Shadow and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's why you won't see it again.
There was one of the Castlevania games on the Xbox and PS2 that I really liked, and I think it was Curse of Darkness.
Yeah, I played that one. Because
Curse came out on both. Lament of Innocence was only PS2.
Is Curse of Darkness the one where Walter is a bad guy?
So I'm where you collect like little minions. It's basically Pokemon Castlevania, where you're catching little creatures and leveling them up, and you've got like familiars with you the whole time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it. And I wasn't expecting anything, and like my friend just like handed it to me and said, "Hey, I was going to trade this in. You want it?" And I was living in Florida at the time, and I played the hell out of that game. I thought it was really good.
Did you guys see that they price dropped Xbox again?
Yeah, $50, right?
Just
yeah.
For you guys, not for us.
We're real customers with real money.
That's true. There are many more of you as well.
I tell you, I was looking forward to maybe we have a some financial obligations, so I can't really take all the whatever profits there are from the expo and like go have a party with them or anything. But my plan was to get a PS4 and then like put the rest of it to like adult stuff. And like now I'm just really not sure, because it just seems like the worst time to buy one, because not only is a new one coming out next year, but you know the price is going to come down. So, like,
I bet you'll see a price drop for Christmas.
Really? You like this year or next year?
This year, I think. Don't you think, Krabby? You think PS4 will do a price drop for Christmas? I think they have to, don't they? They can't stay at 400 when Microsoft's at 250.
I think they can. They've got the momentum and the software. I don't know. It's a tough call because I don't think
that's a huge gap.
I don't think they need to.
Oh man, I think that's too big of a gap.
$150.
It's PS4 is $400 compared to $250.
If they do it, I bet you it's just in your region. I bet you it's nowhere else.
I was going to say that, yeah, because Europe, they are like 2-1. Over here, it's like 15-13. It's a lot closer than I thought it was in the States, because worldwide, it's 2-1.
Hmm.
I think in Europe, it's more than 2-1, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. That's not. Microsoft is usually only big here anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, back to it. Okay, last question we've got here is, what's the best you found out in the wild? This might be tough to remember, but what was it and how much? It cannot be something bought from a forum, eBay, online, any forum, or bought from someone's store. So, out wandering around. Ooh, just.
But that's the wild.
Well, let's just say.
It's like a zoo. So it's wild creatures.
Yeah, like just rando, just totally. Okay.
It'd be like stealing a docile rhino out of the zoo. It doesn't count. But they can catch him in the plains.
That's right.
You can't be held. You can't be brought to trial for it. No, it didn't count. He was just out there.
It'd be like if I gave Krabby the Snorlax. It wouldn't really count.
I would still take it. It would count in my heart.
Man, this is tough. Man, anybody else want to go with something?
Yeah, I think mine's fairly easy still.
Okay, go for it.
It's got to be those two entertainment bikes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like I got the pair of them together for $300, both the fitness versions, not the home ones, and both with the entertainment mountain bike rally speed racer games in them. At the time, it was a great deal, and they've just gone up since then, so it's gotten better over the years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I've bought lots of little games, but I haven't gotten like any big yard sales typey scores in a long time, so I'm trying to struggle to remember what they would have been. You know what I mean?
I got one more really good one, too.
Oh, okay, go for it.
I got a Sega Saturn lot of 20 games and a system. For $20, games like Dragon Force,
whoa,
Shining Wisdom, Shining the Holy Ark, a bunch of fighters like Children of the Atom. Pretty sure I got my Burning Rangers in there too.
Gee, many Christmas.
And yeah, it was, and so they were like $1 something a game. Like it was just unreal.
Yeah, gosh, I'm sure I've gotten some things, but it's been a long time. Since I've done heavy hunting out and about, so nothing's like jumping to mind right this minute. I'm sorry, it's not a very good answer, but
it's getting old. Give him a break. He can't remember everything.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a lot of games I bought a long time ago. You know what I mean? So, I mean, some NES games. If you just buy them in yard sales, and I'm sure I had a few of them that were worth some money sitting in there, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's been forever.
Does Craigslist count as wild, or we're talking about you just out wandering and you come across something?
What's this on the curb? No, I think Craigslist counts.
Yeah, because he says eBay or online in any form. He says online in any form.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's I don't mean to keep mentioning it, you know, to remind, you know, because Chris knows that.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, but I mean, I was sitting at work one day and I, you know, pop on Craigslist, just, you know, see what's going on. And it was NES games for sale. Didn't have a list, so I was like, I mean, if it doesn't have a list, and it didn't have pictures either, so, like, I was still young enough in my collecting days where, like, I would email those people and be like, hey, you know, can I see a list or can I see pictures? As I got, you know, more into it, I wouldn't even bother asking if it wasn't worth it to them to post them up there. But it was good in this case because the guy was like, oh, yeah, sure, like, and then he sent pictures, and there was a little Samson, like, right in the middle of this, this lot.
Yeah, he's in the picture, yeah.
And I called him, I was like, hey, I left work and I went and picked it up, and it was probably like $50 or $60 for the lot, and it was like 20 games and a system and Little Samson. So it was, you know, obviously the lot was only for Little Samson. So I got home and I texted Krabby and I was like, I need to get you on Skype as soon as possible. And he was like, yeah, sure. Like, just me. Yeah, just you. Like, don't tell Chris. So I got him on and I told him the story and I was like, I want to give it to Chris. And he was like, oh, he would love that. And I was like, but I feel like a terrible person because I feel like I just like won a winning lottery ticket and now I'm going to hand it to him. Like, is that making a bad person? He's like, no, that's, you know, that's natural. Like, I'm sure he'd appreciate it. I'm sure he's not going to, you know, let you forget it. So, we got Chris on the recording that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Krabby was like, no, don't say it. Start recording. So we recorded his reaction. So like I sent it to him and he was like, oh, haha, very funny. He thought it was like, you know, Photoshopped or something. And we were like, no, like I got this. I'm sending it to you. And he was like, really?
So, it was pretty shocking.
And then for like a month or two, he was just texting me, hey, I found this thing. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Do you want this? I'm just going to get this for you. So, and after he just like sent me a whole bunch of stuff, I was like, listen, you don't have to keep sending me stuff anymore. I think we're more than square. So yeah, that was, I mean, it's the only of, you know, the games that people kind of consider like, you know, the grails, like the big name ones that like you never find and never see and, you know, you never think you'll see. It's the only one that I've ever just happened across when I was just like out poking around for games. So that's, I mean, there's been great, great, great deals that I've gotten, over the years, but that's the one that stands out as, you know, craziest thing to find just like a mile from where I work.
But you did that crazy play choice grab in the snow or whatever, right?
So. Oh man. Yeah, I mean, like I wouldn't say that was like a ridiculous deal. That was more, it was a good price on that machine. The machine's in really good shape, but yeah, that was a whole ordeal. Like I emailed the guy, I talked to him on the phone, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna come look at it, where I'm solid. He's like, yeah, you got it. And I was going to PAX that week, and I you know, I was ready to go, and then like he texted me like on Wednesday of that week, and I was leaving on Friday, and he was like, hey man, you know, just so you know, like someone else is interested in it. And I was like, oh, I hate this bull crap. So I call him and I'm like, hey man, like I thought we were solid on this. I started like selling stuff so I could like give you cash in a couple, like I'm going to Boston in a couple days and he like right when I get back. And he's like, yeah, but you know, people have said that, like, and then they leave me hanging, whatever. And he's like, if you could come get it tonight, I won't even talk to this other guy again. So I hung up the phone, called my buddy with a pickup truck. And I was like, do you want to drive like an hour to pick up this arcade machine tonight? And like, I'll give you gas money and like, blah, blah, blah. And my friend was like, yeah, it's totally cool. So we get there and everything's fine. And then we load the machine in the car, everything's fine. We had like a tarp over. He had like a cap, like a covered, you know, bed. And then we get on the road and we start driving and the snow really starts coming down. And, so when we finally get back to my house, he like is having, like, there's really just like a little bit of a lip like on the driveway getting in, and then it's like a hill going down, and he is having trouble getting his like four-wheel drive pickup truck over this like tiny like 1 foot lip. But you know, we get the car in, we get the thing in the house, and yeah, that was a fun little trip. But oh, and yeah, that machine is, it's, I'm bringing it to Retro World. I didn't bring it last year, but I'm bringing it to Retro World this year.
Chris, well, bringing his too. You gonna have both of them?
What's up?
Is Chris bringing his too? Yes. You know, the two?
Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about Chris on the call with us for a second.
Chris with
a
K.
I didn't know he was. Yeah, Chris with a K. He is actually, because I was asking him, hey, are you bringing, because he has some games that I don't
have. Yeah, you guys have totally different setups. Yeah,
he has Mega Man 3. He has Rockin' Cats. So I was asking him, hey, like, are you bringing yours? Because if not, you know, let's put the best, you know, a great selection of games in, you know, one machine. And he's like, no, I think I am bringing mine. So we're going to have a single screen there as well as my dual monitor there.
Nice.
Awesome. I was thinking of one real quick, and I guess this will count, is that I had a coworker just totally out of the blue was like, oh, you like old games, right? Here, I got something for you. And hands me Ninja Gaiden Trilogy out of just like the only game. Not like here's a stack of some games I found in my house, which is like, oh, had this one. Yeah. Here you go.
Was it loose?
Yeah. It was just like, here you go.
That's pretty awesome.
So cool.
Thanks.
I actually got mine for free as well because I used to play it at my neighbor's house growing up. And then we moved to a totally different city, but my parents kept in contact with them. And they came up to visit and were like, hey, no one else ever played this when they came over. Take all our Super Nintendo stuff. And it had Ninja Gaiden Trilogy and Ren and Stimpy Fire Dogs in it, which I used to love. So I got both those for freebies.
Yeah, not a bad deal.
Awesome.
Although that version sucks.
I got all three of the actual ones.
Trilogy is garbage. Play the originals.
My favorite grab that wasn't mine that was in the wild, because Best Buy, when I used to work there, they did electronics recycling. So people could just, like, bring their crap there and, like, drop it off. And, like, you know, we throw it out for you, like, you know, monitors and old hard drives and crap like that. So someone just dropped off, like, a whole box of Saturn stuff. And this must have been, like, some kid's, you know, like, prize collection that his mom was mad at and was like, whatever, I'm just giving this away. So that, and I don't know who left it. Like, we just walked over to the recycling area where people, like, drop batteries and stuff off. And there was just this box of Saturn stuff. And this guy who's he's an acquaintance of mine. He comes to all the shows. I see him at a lot of things. And he's a really big Saturn fan. He's got a Sonic tattoo on his arm. So I guess it kind of, you know, is okay that he got the deal. But it was Dragon Force. It was Guardian Heroes. It was Panzer 1, 2, and Saga. It was like name a Saturn RPG, and it was in there. And they were all like really nice. And he showed me the box, and I was like, I thought he was just showing me, like, you know, some collection that he brought in. And he was like, someone just dropped this off. I thought he was like offering it to me. He was like, yeah, this is mine. Yeah,
I'm taking this home. Oh. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, so that was unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. Just missed it by that much, right?
Yep.
Well, I guess, you know, if you want to talk about this, we had recently Shaggy from RFGen found what, like, let's just say a really fantastic deal on some Sunday Funday carts in a Christian store.
Still sealed.
Yeah, for $1 a piece. So it's there are still deals out there.
Could you do any better?
But technically, I guess that's a store. Yeah, under that, like, can I? I'm buying, you know, 20 of these. Can I get a deal?
I went to a panel at PAX. Chris Kohler did it. Who I like, Chris Kohler a lot. Sure. And it was called, like, How to Collect Games Without Going Broke. And I was like, oh, this would be pretty cool. Probably a lot of the stuff that we already, you know as collectors, but it'd still be interesting to hear. And one of the great points that he made is he never asks if, you know, you can have a discount. He starts the negotiation off with a statement of fact. So instead of saying, can you maybe do a little less, which then someone can say, no, I'm not going to do any less. He'll start off with a statement, like, if it's $20, he'll say, I could do 15. And then, you know, you're not asking a question. You're telling someone I could do 15, you know? So I was like, that's a pretty cool tip. So that's my new thing. Like, when I see a price tag and I'm like, I could do less than that.
I give you a quarter for it. I got a quarter. You take it? All right. We're good.
Yep.
Oh, man.
If you're interested, you know who I am. You call me.
That's right. Here's my card.
Jesus.
How many Sunday Fundies did you get from him?
I got zero.
Zero.
I got zeros. I'm working out a deal
with him for one.
Are you?
Nice.
Well, partial trade, partial sale. So I'm hopefully got one coming here soon.
Good.
But Sunday Funday's on the new classic NES, so you don't need to get a physical copy.
Nobody really wants a physical copy of that game anyway.
I do.
So Grabby, you know what I mean. since it's sealed, have you decided if you would get it graded or just?
That one doesn't have any, like, special relevance to me, so I'll probably keep it sealed, but I don't see myself getting it graded.
Yeah.
The only ones I like getting graded are, like, games that have some kind of importance to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like Ninja Turtles 1?
Exactly.
And that's Frank,
my only
right?
graded game right now.
I thought you had more than that.
I've got a bunch that I intend to get graded, but it's the only one I've actually gone through the process so far.
It's a scam!
But it's a beautiful looking scam.
It is. They have no clue. All right, let's move over to Twitter because, wow, we still have a lot of questions to go. All right, at Bickman2K asks, what's the best sleeper beat 'em up game? He says, not Final Fight, TMNT, Simpsons, X-Men, etc. Something relatively unknown. I want to start. Can I start?
Right. Start us out.
The Combat Tribes.
Really? That's not where I thought you were going with that.
Revenge of Vengeance?
No, I thought you were going to slam up the Ninja Warriors again.
Oh, that is pretty good, actually. But I think that's known. That's not unknown.
Yeah, that's pretty obscure.
Is it?
Oh, totally.
No, it's worth money. It's not a cheap game.
Top 10 worth money, though. It's just under that radar where it's still, I think a lot of people don't know to look for that one.
It's a pricey one. It is really good, though. Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't consider it to be unknown, but it is very good.
Combat Tribes.
Interesting.
Rich hooked me up with, like, a pristine box and manual for that, so I completed mine.
It's not that great. But it's you know, it's fun to say. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I've never played it.
You've never? Oh, okay.
I haven't plugged that in yet either.
It's okay.
I do like the name. It's pretty catchy.
Yeah, it sounds fun to say. I haven't said it yet, but I plan to.
Revengers of Vengeance? Is that a fighting game?
That's a good name.
That's a new Kojima game.
No, that's a real game.
Yeah, it's Sega, it really? Sega CD game.
Yeah, Revengers of Vengeance. It's probably my second favorite game title. And
that,
after
that come out in this country?
What's that?
Did that come out in this country?
Yeah.
Totally.
How come? I'm not familiar with the title.
Yeah, look it up. Revengers of Vengeance. It's probably one of the best titles ever. oh, my goodness. Weird beat 'em ups. You guys have any? What about Captain Commando?
That game gets really boring.
But it's not, like, super well known,
you get
right?
to be baby in the mech suit, which is pretty fun, I guess.
Yeah. What other ones are not known?
I really like The Tick on the NES. The Super NES, sorry.
Yeah.
The tick, yeah, based on the comic character.
Yeah, okay.
It's got the kind of like Battletoads vibe to it, where you're like, you know, you're punching the guy, and then you know how the Battletoads will get like the big fist or foot.
Yeah.
The Tick will just like stop fighting, and he'll just like flick them really lightly, and they like fly out of the screen and do like a little ballet dance over them and stuff. And it's got a lot of fun humor to it.
Boogerman? Is that maybe?
I do like Boogerman. I don't call that beat 'em up, though.
Not really. Yeah. It's kind of like Earthworm Jim kind of.
Yeah, a little action platforming in there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
The first one that popped into my mind, I wonder if it's too well known.
What is it?
Renegade.
No, I'd find
that. No, I think that's not high on people's list.
It was big in the 80s, but like, it's kind of fallen out of fashion.
Yeah, I always really like, and I don't know why, like, we've talked about before, like, sometimes, like, when we had, like, you know, Nintendo games back in the day, it wasn't like you had an endless supply of games or money from your parents, so, like, kind of like the games you had were, like, all you had, or, you know, your friend would bring over a game, so somehow, like, we got a hold of a Renegade, and I don't know, like, it was, because we had liked Double Dragon, and we had played all the Double Dragon games, we liked them a lot, and I think my parents went to the, like, Toys R Us or wherever they bought games, and were like, hey, my kids like Double Dragon, like what do you think would be good? And they ended up with that, and we played a ton of Renegade.
All right. Well, there you go. That's definitely not Final Fight, TMNT, Simpsons, or X-Men, so I think we've done all right.
Those are all really good. I played Final Fight Arcade, the Final Fight that's going to be at Retro World Expo like a week ago. I have not played Final Fight in the arcade in so long. It is so great.
Yeah, that game is fantastic.
Hagar.
Oh, man.
So good.
Oh, man. Man, is it good.
If anyone doesn't know, Hagar pile driving a shark has been my avatar for the last, like, decade. Love it.
But I'm telling you, it's a great game, but, like, there's something different about that arcade version.
Yeah.
It feels better. It sounds better. And we were kind of, like, working on – we were putting, like, some casters on some machines. We were, like, doing, like, some minor maintenance things. And, like, we just left a handful of machines on because I love the attract sounds of random arcade machines. Like, it sounds great. So the phone just kept ringing because, like, in Final Fight, it's, like, the ransom call.
Yeah.
And like Chris kept like thinking the phone was ringing because we have like a classic phone in that room too. And he was like, you have to turn that machine off or play it. And I was like, all right, option two, playing that mother.
That's right. Garbage can turkey. Yummy. All right. Let's move on. We've got a new question asker. At Darkstar PDX. Yes.
PDX.
I mean,
is that like a clan?
I have no clue. Yes, I'm sure he's into Destiny. Don't worry, Bill.
Might be.
Maybe. He also asked about the NES Classic that's coming out. So I just want to include him. Thanks for asking the question. I know we've already kind of covered it, but being a new question askerer, I wanted to say thank you for taking the time to do that. So I think you already know, yes, we're fairly interested. Then moving on to our friend Tom. Ex-Sega Tomcast, now the Pocky X on Twitter. He's got a few of them for us. Always entertaining.
Like the Japanese candy.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, Pocky. Exactly. Oh, yeah, right?
I have tried that.
Reggie knocks you out in an alley and tells you to come up with your ideal games for the NES Mini. He also stole your wallet. So games that are not included that should Reggie. Be. That's right.
Mega Man 3?
Mega Man 3? No.
One more. One up.
No. Yeah. You're going the wrong way.
Castlevania 3, I think, is the correct answer.
Ooh. I'm really, really surprised Dragon Warrior is not on that list.
You'd think, since there's like a billion copies of it in existence.
Yeah.
Why not?
Tons of people grew up with Dragon Warrior.
Why not? Trying to think of what Ninja Gaiden 2 and 3, I think, would be obvious picks, right? Don't you think?
I'm surprised they went with sequels other than the Mario ones. I thought they just hit one from a bunch of different series.
Yeah. Double Dragon? Is that one on there?
I think it might be, actually. I think two's on there.
Oh, that's right. Double Dragon 2, because that's the two-player one. But still, Double Dragon, the first one, is still worth playing, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too hard. Bad.
No, single-player only, though.
Yeah, but no, that has the two-player dual mode. You can fight against each other.
Right, but that's not... I don't think anyone's clamoring for...
It only comes with one controller.
There's no Tetris on it either. That's a big flaw. Big glaring omission.
Yeah, they got the Dr. Mario. But
which is fantastic, and it still deserves to be there, even if Tetris is on there, but...
Yeah, I mean, I know we mentioned it before. I would have liked to have seen Mike Tyson. I understand the reasons... I'm with Chris, sorry, Krabby, on the nixing of Contra versus a Super C. I know I'm alone on this, but RBI Baseball.
I'm surprised they didn't have more sports stuff on there.
Blades of Steel.
I fire up. I fire up RBI Baseball. Like,
was Tecmo Bowl on there too?
Getting hooked up. Yep, Tecmo Bowl's on there.
Okay, cool.
Blades of Steel.
But not Tecmo Super Bowl, which arguably is more popular in the especially in the tournament scene because of the way you can like set up like an 8-person tournament or whatever the max is.
The one I've heard a lot of people say too is they're upset there's no Duck Hunt on it.
Yeah, but then you'd have to have like Wiimote.
Yeah, you'd have to have a workaround for it. But
you'd have to have Wiimote.
They get to sell the gun, right?
How many people grew up with that game and it's not on there, kind of thing? Like, I think a lot of people are going to assume it's in the box and it's not going to be there.
I had Maddie playing Duck Hunt the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, there's tons of good games that are missing.
Yeah.
But I mean, they can't jam. I mean, don't get me wrong; they could jam tons of games, and they won't. But, I don't know. I think you could probably list like half the library that you probably should think be on. Like RC Pro-Am.
Yeah. Little Nemo. Some Lolo.
No, not Lolo.
Yes, Lolo.
No,
Lolo's amazing.
Not really.
Kirby.
Kirby's in there, though. No, I think Kirby's in there.
Do you think there is any thinking on Nintendo's part that if we get people like excited about some of the classic Nintendo experiences – that they will buy more virtual console games? Or do you think that's like a secondary thought?
Totally different market.
Yeah, I think they're targeting a different market. Battletoads. They don't have Battletoads on here, do they?
Battletoads. Would you do Battletoads or Battletoads versus Double Dragon?
I think versus Double Dragon is a better game, but I think you do Battletoads to sell more because more people are familiar with just Battletoads.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's it. There's so many stinking good games. Wizards and Warriors?
Yeah, two. Iron Sword.
There you go.
Mm.
Fabio. Just put like a big good. Fabio sticker
just
right
put
on top.
Him on the box. Holding the NES like a sword.
There you go. There you go. This could be an opportunity to put like the ones that people never got to play that everybody else says are great, like a Samson or something, right?
Yeah, totally. Put some. Oh, they should have DuckTales on there as well. That's a big one.
Oh, that would be expensive to license that, though.
I'm sure it'd be a nightmare.
Yeah, but definitely.
It should be on there.
Okay, so let's see. Up next, he asks, best soundtrack, Crazy Taxi 1 or Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1?
Also, I'm okay with Reggie having my wallet.
There's nothing in mine anyway, so what's it going to take? So what do you think?
What were the choices?
Crazy Taxi 1 versus Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1. Soundtracks, go.
Tony
Which
Hawk.
One's better? Tony
no,
Hawk.
Tony no Hawk. Question.
Yeah. I mean, I like Offspring as much as the next guy.
But after hearing that song 30 times in a row, it's the worst song ever all of a sudden.
I really love Offspring. But I'm telling you, the Tony Hawk soundtracks, like, I kind of stopped playing after, like, Tony Hawk 4, I think it was.
You stopped right at the pinnacle of Tony Hawk. It's good. Went downhill after that, so it's a good place to stop.
I played 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That's what I mean. You stopped after the best one, so you didn't have to get disappointed by every Tony Hawk game that came after that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, I did play, what was it called? American Skateland?
Wasteland.
Wasteland. American Wasteland. I played that for like a few minutes and I was like, okay, yeah, I don't like this anymore. And I think I played Underground for like a minute and I was like, okay. So I didn't say I stopped playing them, but I stopped, you know, I didn't think they were good anymore after that. But I'm telling, like, I remember loving songs on every single Tony Hawk soundtrack and, like, waiting for them to come back through the rotation. And there were more than one of them. So, much as I like Offspring, yeah, Tony's the winner.
You know, I'm so sick of that song that I'll pick Tony Hawk and I've never even played it. So, there you go. You just really, how many times can you hear that song? Yeah. All right, last one from Tom. He asks, this is super important and serious question, so please be prepared.
Not only super important, but serious.
Very serious. So, and I agree. Once I read this question, I went, yeah, this is an important question. What's the best Die Hard?
Die Hard arcade.
No, movie. He says there's a pretty good case for any of the first three, but which is the best Die Hard?
Number one. No contest.
I don't know. I don't think you can argue that's no contest.
I just did.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No, there is a contest because we're going to maybe disagree.
I'm going to agree that it is number one, but I like three more than most people. I like all of them. I like 1, 2, and 3. 1, I watch every December of my life. 2, I think has its moments, but is kind of like a little bit of a cheeseball USA. And 3, I really like a lot. I would say 1, then 3, then 2.
I watched like 80% of like the fifth one or whatever the newest one is now. And I forgot until just now that I need to go and finish it.
No, you don't.
It's the only one that I didn't like is the fifth
one. No, you don't really need to watch that one to the end. It's the Crystal Skull of the Die Hard movies.
I like the Crystal Skull. It's just as good as any other Indiana Jones movie.
No, it isn't.
All the other ones are just as cheesy and supernatural and ridiculous. I don't understand why people are so upset by it.
This is why you're not on social media, because I would have everyone bombard you right now. Game Quest on Facebook. Please go tell them.
Guys' faces melt because they open a box. How is that ridiculous?
That's
than
awesome!
Alien spaceship.
God melts their faces off! That's awesome! No, come on, man. The guy hides in a fridge from a nuclear blast. Come on.
Did all sorts of crazy, ridiculous stuff in the older ones.
Jeez. Not even close. The answer is Die Hard 4 because Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, no.
He's not in Die Hard 4.
That's Die Hard 4, isn't it?
No, 3.
3 is Samuel L. Jackson. Is it 3?
Then 4 is Justin Long.
Oh, crap. Then it's 3.
Justin Long is in a Die Hard movie?
It's 3.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the Live Free or Die Hard. You didn't see that one?
No, I remember seeing tons of previews for it, but I never watched it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And Timothy Oliphant, who is one of my main... Timothy Oliphant is my Brad Pitt, if we're talking in crabby terms. He's just like an actor that I think is just he can do no wrong in Bill's eyes.
Interesting.
Okay, so I was wrong. It's 3 then, because that's the one with the schools too, right?
Yes, where there's a bomb at a school and they're evacuating the schools.
That's right.
Yeah. So like for me, it's 1, then 3 is a close second, and then 2.
I got to give it to 3 because Samuel L. Jackson.
Die Hard Arcade.
He's really good in it.
He's really good.
Die Hard Arcade.
Viva Las Vegas.
Die Hard Trilogy on whatever, PlayStation, right? Okay.
It's pretty good.
At a Latino Lawyer asks, and he recently joined RFGen, so welcome aboard. What game can you most appreciate as an adult that you overlooked in your ute?
In our what?
Your ute.
A ute.
You never watched My Cousin Vinny?
What's a long time ago. long time ago.
That's a joke that's lost on you. Then anything that has Marissa Tomei in it is worth watching. Okay,
totally.
The Wrestler was awesome.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Not just because she's naked.
No, that is completely why it's awesome.
That does help, though.
if God could ever move mountains, Marissa Tomei, please. But anyway, so what? I can appreciate Marissa Tomei as an adult.
What? So the game that you didn't appreciate as a kid that you appreciate as an adult?
Yes, that you overlooked.
I got to interject for a second.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Timothy Oliphant IMDb.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
He's done some real stinkers there, Bill.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, early in his career, you got to pay the bills.
But he's also done some of the best things. He's done some really, really good stuff, totally.
Is he like in Jingle All the Way too, or what?
No, he was in Deadwood, and you can never take it away from him.
Deadwood's cool.
Pretty good for a little bit. Till the end wasn't as good, but...
Well, it's not over. They're finishing it finally.
They're really going to bring that back and finish it?
Yeah, they announced that like a couple months ago.
They're doing it to everything. Wow. They're bringing back shows that actually had good endings and making them longer now. And I'm like, ah.
Boardwalk Millionaire, bring it back. That is happening,
but Deadwood was never supposed to end the third season. It was supposed to keep going. And then like in the summertime, like after the third season, they were like, okay, well, it was this weird hiatus happened. Yeah. It was like, okay, that's odd. So like it never really ended.
I thought it just got canceled and that was it.
Everyone thought, okay, well, we'll just renew this over the summer. And like everyone thought they were coming back and then it got delayed a little bit. And then it was like, okay, well, we'll pick it up in a few months. And it just fell apart. It just never happened again.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was always like, oh, we would all totally still do it if like, and then the writer was like, oh, well, I'm doing other stuff now. So now finally, like everyone's like all like ready to do it again. So I'm super pumped for Deadwood to finally finish.
Oh man. We get to see Swearengen.
Ian McShane, who really hasn't had that good a role since Deadwood.
No, he was so good in that. That was very good, very good.
Swedgen.
Okay, so, oh man, when they would feed like the people to the pigs.
Yeah, woo.
Okay, game though. Game that you overlooked in your youth that you totally could appreciate now. That's tough. Because I'm old, so like games when I was a kid were pretty. Oof.
Civilization 5.
You were that came out when you were a kid.
Well, I'll say Civilization because I remember the Civilization games coming out and reading in like PC Gamer and all like the publications and stuff. And I remember thinking, okay, I don't care about like strategy games and like world building and like diplomacy and there could be an argument there for 4X games, but. How much I love Civ 5, like, it makes me sad sometimes that I'm like, I could have been playing Civ 2 and 3 and 4 and, like, following the whole series. So it's part of the reason why I bought Beyond Earth, like, months before it came out, I pre-ordered. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be, like, not one of these guys on this game that picks it up 2 years later in the collector edition for cheap. I'm going to be there from the beginning. And then I got it, and then I realized, oh, this is why people don't get in at the beginning, because it gets better over time. Like they fix things and they add things. So, I never touched games like Civ growing up, and I totally appreciate the pace and the thought. And tabletop gaming actually kind of gives me like an appreciation for those type of games too, because they share a lot of similarities. So, yeah, I would say the Civ series and strategy in general.
Hmm. Krabby, it's baseball, right? Because you played lots of seasons of baseball on the NES.
Such an appreciation for the game now. I can't think of one. I think of lots of them that I appreciate more as an adult, but not that I like overlooked.
I was going to say, I can't imagine Krabby overlooking a video game.
We played a lot of Ninja Turtles when we were a kid, and like everyone else, like the dam was usually the sticking point. And as an adult, I loved that game. As a kid, it was kind of frustrating.
Is your world record still sticking?
No, it got demolished really badly.
Oh no, that sucks.
No, it's good. They learned some new tricks and stuff. Like one of the most frustrating parts of that game was the Technodrome has three spots it can spawn,
mm-hmm.
and they figured out that if you push start at certain musical cues during the intro scene, you can choose where it's going to end up, so you can make the runs more consistent.
Ah,
that was really interesting.
RNG, is that totally?
Yeah, and just a couple other little tricks to, like, you know, little 2-3 second time boosters here and there. So they've cut like a full almost 2 minutes off what I did.
Wow, you got to get busy.
I don't know if I got that in me again. That was a lot of effort. With the Technodrome being shorter, you know, that helps a ton, but still, it's a rough game.
Yeah, I can see that. Gosh, I don't know if I okay, let me maybe say this. I overlooked a ton of shooters back in the day, and I have much more appreciation for them now than I did then. I played some of them back then, but mm-hmm. I wasn't into them. You know what I mean? Like, I would pick up, like, oh, you know, I'll play Gradius, or like some of the big ones I would play, but like, I never got deeply into, like, Zanac or any of those.
Yeah, that's true.
So later on, I was like, okay, these are really good. I want to go back and dig some of these up and start to get more into them. So not Bullet Hells. I'm still not a Bullet Hell shooter fan, but just traditional shooters. Yeah, I picked up a lot. I appreciate this a lot more than I did when I was younger. All right, guys, last question. Here we go. From Wimpy Animations, at Wimpy Animations. I think it's Wimpster is asking us a question here. And
oh, nice.
We get to feel bad on this one, I think. It's been nearly 2 years since we did our Pile of Shame show. Has it really been that long? That doesn't seem like it's been 2 years ago, does it?
I trust him.
Yeah, probably. What progress have you made on your Pile of Shame?
I've made it way bigger.
That's progress.
It is progress.
Have any of you guys knocked any of them out?
I don't know that I have. I'd have to go back and look.
I'd actually, you know what? I've knocked things, like, when I finish playing something, I do look at that, you know, the old list, and I say, okay, I'm going to play something from that thing. And I do try, I mostly play older stuff. When I say older, I mean, you know, from a year or two to older than that. I would have to go back at my Pile of Shame.
Yeah, it's been a while.
List from that episode. Yeah. If we had an episode number, we could go back and look at the show notes real quick. We probably have it in there.
I remember a couple of from mine specifically. And so a couple, like I said, I'd really never played a lot of the Dragon Warrior games, and I did correct that. I played through Dragon Warrior 1 and 2 not too long after that. So I'm up to – I need to go through 3 now. And I did put some time into Metroid 2 on Game Boy, but I did not finish it. So, because it's not great to play. It's not really great to play these days. Like, your character is really big, and it's you can't see very much, and like things will just hit you off the side all of a sudden.
I recently really enjoyed Metroid Fusion and Zero Mission for the first times, so I thought I might try to. Yeah,
give it a shot. I think it's just they tried to make Samus so big as a sprite, like almost like Super Metroid big, and it doesn't work very well for that screen. I don't think it makes it so hard. You can't see a lot around you.
Right.
And you don't and the environments are all very samey, so like I have a very hard time telling where I am.
Yeah, it's a little tougher. I get what you're coming from. I'm not as big a Fusion fan, but Zero Mission's pretty cool.
Yeah, Zero Mission is my favorite. Yeah, I definitely liked it a lot over the story stuff in Fusion really slowed down how I wanted to play.
And it was dumb.
Totally.
It was really dumb. Yeah.
Not that, like, Metroid.
I don't remember much of the story in Fusion.
Oh, it was, like, all the other rooms, like, getting unlocked, and there was, like, life forms invading them, and he'd explain what they're doing there, and watch out for the other Samus, you don't have this missile yet, and then you leave the room, and the computer would talk to someone else, oh, she's got these, and she shouldn't have them yet, what's going on? They tried to make it tense and stuff, but it really just, because one of the coolest things about all the Metroid games is the pacing, because they're basically self-paced. And this one really chunked into that, like, made it feel really weird and clunky.
And the world didn't feel very organic, because you just had these big separators that you
And you
went
could tell
to.
Where you were going next. Like, yeah, okay, yeah. Now we got a room 3. Now we got to go back to 2. Now yeah. we got this weapon that we saw we could use in room 1, so we're going back to room 1. And
yeah, that's what I really liked about, you know, the other yeah. games. It's like here's the world. You know, if you can't get there, come back later. Yeah, right?
Totally.
So,
yeah. And Zero Mission, so great with because you could play it. It was one of the only games I ever tried to, because I looked up like how to get some of the, you know, like the better endings and stuff. And it was like, well, you have to beat it in like under this amount of time, mm-hmm. or you have to get this percentage of, you know, items and stuff. And I'm not the kind of person that goes, you know, back and like plays games like that. I just never have been. But I just loved playing that game. So like, there are all these tricks to like when you get like your whatever the move is called, your super run. And then if you press down, you can like keep that charge run. And like, as long as you like, you know, recontinue it, you know, before you kind of get where you're going. And I remember just doing these like massive segments where you like chain this like super run and jump and super run and jump and then drop down and go here and do a bomb. And like when you did the whole thing, it was like, oh, that was amazing. And I remember like unlocking all the different pictures when you completed all the different ways and playing it on hard. And I never did that with like, you know, any other game. I love Zero Mission. It's so great.
Yeah, how does Nintendo still not give us a 2D Metroid? How?
Another M. Don't worry about it.
Choco.
It's fine. You know what? I own it.
I bought it for $5. It was on sale at Best Buy for some Black Friday. I still haven't fired it up. The only thing I remember about one of the reviews I read was like, didn't make sense, was like, you don't find your upgrades. Like, you have them all, and like some like commander of your mission is like, you've earned the right for that upgrade, and he like unlocks it on your suit with like a remote password or something like that.
Yeah,
sounds totally plausible. Just pretend, that's what you would do.
Just pretend there's no story, and it's a fun retro game, just like Fusion.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I haven't played it, so I have no opinion one way or the other. I'd like to play it.
Don't worry, I'm sure they'll give you some kind of a remake soon on the next NX console.
HD.
I don't know, maybe they'll bury that one. They probably need to. Just go back to the drawing board and say, this is what sold, right? Let's go back to 2D Metroid. And everyone else is ripping them off, why not?
Was that Ninja who did Other M?
Yeah. Team Ninja.
Ninja, yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, did Zero Suit Samus get bouncy in that one? Was that... Team Ninja. I don't know.
There were some cutscenes.
What were there?
There were some cutscenes.
Oh, of course, because it's Team Ninja, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Were they Team Ninja style cutscenes?
Not as gratuitous as you'd think.
Probably Nintendo was like, "Hey, you have to slightly cut it down."
80% bounce.
Well, I think that rounds out our questions. Since we've got just a little bit of time left, I kind of just want to do some general chat and catch up, because we're not going to be able to cram a whole lot else into this episode. So I know I'm going to regret this a lot. Krabby, we haven't talked about Pokemon Go. It's come out since the last episode. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are playing a... Would like
the
to
smart
hear,
ones are.
Would like
and
to
the
hear
smart
something
ones are Team Blue.
It. Team Blue. So tell me why I should be playing Pokemon Go and I'm not. Why?
Basically, the biggest reason to play it right now is just to be a part of it. It is nothing to do with the game itself, just to see how many people are into it and how diverse they are, and just to have all these really cool conversations that come out of it.
Is the game any
about
fun?
The social aspect. It is if you are into Pokemon at all. Like, it is fun to try and catch them. Especially, like, they're supposed to be. It's not perfect. They're supposed to be based, like, so you'd find, like, a water-based Pokemon close to a body of water, typically. So it kind of forces you to explore different parts of town. You want to get certain Pokemon, you got to go to, like, industrial areas. You want to get other ones, you're going to go to the park. You want other ones, you're going to go to a wooded area. You want other ones, you're going to go to the water. So it kind of gets you to explore your town too, like where you live.
Which ones do you get when you go to the murdery and stabby parts of town?
The ghost types.
The ghost. Yokai, are those?
It's where the rarest Pokemon breed.
Right. Inside that dark basement.
Exactly. Windowless vans are a great place to catch Pokemon.
But, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, obviously this has become a crazy thing, but do you think this thing has legs, really, to last?
I do, at least in the short term, because there's a few features that most Pokemon games have that they haven't added yet. So one of the biggest parts of the old ones was trading. They don't have that as a feature yet, but they've talked about it. They're something they're adding. So you can go trade your Pokemon that your doubles with your friends, and it's going to make it a little easier to try and complete your Pokedex, get all of them. And random trainer battles, I think, is going to be a really big one. It's because right now the only way you can battle is in these gyms, and you like fight for supremacy to control these gyms, and then other people take them over the next day, and you never really hold them for very long.
Okay.
So you can actually go, like, you're in the park, you're like, that guy is, like, whether he's a friend of yours or not, like, you can go and challenge him. I don't know what the reward is yet, because they haven't released it. But it's a whole new aspect to the game, and something that's common in the old ones is fighting all these other trainers. So I hope they figure out a way to make that intriguing, and that'll boost it a little bit again. And then they've got the really obvious part of just releasing a whole nother generation of Pokemon for... Well, they can do it like 7 times now, I think. I've heard they're going to do the second gen in December, which would be like the gold silver era. So every time they do that, you're going to have another wave of people that are nostalgic for those specific games that they grew up on coming back in. So I think it'll keep it somewhat alive for quite a while. Maybe not to the extent it is right now, but you get these little surges every once in a while when they add these new things.
Do you think a game like this is going to be really hurt by the weather when it gets cold?
I don't know. Like, we've gone out in the rain. Like, we'd never walk in the rain otherwise. Like, eh, it's raining. We'll do something inside. Now it's like, no, we're still going. We need to catch Pokemon. So we'll go out in the rain, and there's still a ton of people out there with us. So I have no idea how the cold's going to affect it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be like, oh, I'll get frostbite in 5 minutes, but let's go hunt some Pokemon.
Well, like, right? Between my house and my parents' house, we live about 5 minutes apart. There's a park, and it's got all these Pokestops. It's got 4 of them there. And so we've had some relatives up lately to meet our new baby. And when we're leaving their house, like, we're getting close to midnight, we go to this park to, like, just reload some Pokeballs on the way home.
Park at midnight.
It's supposed to be a quick stop. You drive, you stop, you reload your Pokeballs, and you go. It takes, like, 30 seconds. But we get there, and there's like 20 other cars all doing the exact same thing. So we end up just hanging out with these other cars and like waving and chatting and playing Pokemon for like an hour. And then we get home at 1 a.m. and we're tired and exhausted first thing in the morning.
Is somebody taking care of your baby while all of this is going on?
She sleeps really good at night. So we go to the park, yeah, and she's like in bed, and we just switch her over and we get home, and she's good until like another 5-6 hours.
So are you admitting on air that you leave your newborn baby alone in the house?
No. She's in the car with us.
Okay.
When we go there. And then when we get home, we transfer her into her bed, and she sleeps for another 5 to 6 hours.
I see.
That's awesome.
So I hear Bill is chuckling at this stuff, but don't worry, Bill. Your time is coming here for something else.
No, it's interesting to hear, you know, from people who are – because I really do – think that it's a cool you know, it's a cool phenomenon, and I've said before, like, I'm on the outside of it. I really have very little interest in Pokemon, but like, I mean, the Facebook feed right now, it is just taken over. And like, at first it was like annoying, and like, because it was all just like memes and like different like things, and like now it's just like, it's kind of calmed down a little bit, where like people are just like, you know, just, it's just part of the conversation of like, you know, every day. I do have friends that like will just post like screenshots of like, oh, sorry, like you can't connect, the servers are down. And they're like, what am I even supposed to do today? it's interesting seeing it, you know, from the perspective of someone who's not interested in this particular property.
We like, it's been really social too. Like we go to this park in town, one of the biggest ones we have here, and usually there's like a perimeter you can walk around it. It's all like paved. So we'll take the stroller around, we'll do our lap, and we'll leave. And we'll, you know, we get a little exercise, we chat with ourselves, and that's it. Now we go there, and there's like, we've never seen less than 50 people there playing it. And we're not a big city. 50 is pretty impressive, and we've seen way more than that in some occasions. And we're like, connecting with people we wouldn't talk to otherwise. Like, hey, what's over there? Like, what have you been doing today? What team are you? Some of them will recognize me from the store and they'll strike up a conversation. Was there one day and there's actually a guy who recognized me who works for like a youth center in our town. And so he came and talked to me and we chatted for like 45 minutes and we're planning to do these like monthly gaming sessions at his youth center now so that we can have like something for kids to do on Friday nights to get them off the streets and come play some games somewhere safer. And talking to family that I haven't like live around the area, but we haven't seen for like 6, 7, 8 months and they're out playing. So we're like, and then we're running around with their kids catching Pokemon, and friends we haven't had a chance to see in like a year are out. So we're meeting them again. And it's really, really crazy.
I wonder if this is more a pocket of players kind of thing, because I'll be honest. I mean, I know you talk about like all these mass amounts of people. I don't see people around me doing any of that. So I wonder. See
everyone here, like you go drive downtown and there's like, you know, a group of kids on that street corner and you look right across the street and it's some like 25-year-olds playing. And then there's a guy walking home from work playing. And it's not just assumptions either. Like we've talked with all these people going by, like we just make little comments like, hey, Team Blue, you catch Pikachu? And they're like, yeah, I got this. And yeah, then they open up right away about it.
And see, I've been watching like, I'll see people. I'm looking for people that have their phones out or something that look like they're doing something. And I've not seen it. So I wonder if it's, I mean, I know it's a thing. I'm not trying to deny that. I just wonder if it's just bigger in some places than in others or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, probably true. But yeah, it's very surprisingly rampant up here because we're quite well known as like a very redneck town.
Huh.
The other night we were parked at a church because churches are Pokemon gyms. And my in-laws were in town and they had their trailer, like fifth wheel, parked there for overnight. And so I took over the gym when we got there. And then a group of like 5 or 6 like 12 to 15 year olds showed up on a bike, took it over. So I walked back over, took it over again. And then some like 20 year olds drove up in their car and did it. And so I went back, took it over again. And then like just out of the bushes, like not through a road or a path or anything, this huge truck comes like four wheeling through with just the most like hunter looking guy you've ever seen, like decked out in camo head to toe, like scars everywhere, like huge beard, just really, really rugged, like someone you would think has never touched Pokemon in his life. And we're watching him go towards the church and we're like, no, he's not going to stop there. And he stops right in front and takes over the gym and then drives off in his huge truck.
Huh.
It was pretty cool to see like how many different kinds of people came out in that short amount of time.
I mean, I've seen events like in Indianapolis and stuff, which is, you know, an hour, half hour, hour away. But like just going back and forth to work and stuff, I'd be like, oh, I'll watch and see if I see some people. And I haven't. So I just wonder.
We can't not see them there. Yeah, they're everywhere here.
I wonder if it's more of like a, you know, like I'm wondering. But I guess what I'm trying to get to is it one of those things where like it catches fire. And since you see other people doing it, you start doing it.
Right.
And if nobody's there to kind of start the fire, maybe it's not a big thing. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Because I know my wife's playing it and she's like playing it, not just casually. And she's never played a Pokemon game. She doesn't typically play video games even. And like Engineer Mike on RFGen, I haven't read the thread, but I've heard of it. He was bashing it and you guys kind of took him to task over it. And I ran into him today and he's like a level behind me and like 2 Pokemon less than me in his Pokedex. And he started like a week after me. So he's really getting into it. And it's really funny to talk to him because he has no connection to any of these characters, so he doesn't know what they're called. So he describes them how they look like. So he's like, yeah, I caught cat with long arms and purple poo today.
It's like me with Skylander figures.
Totally.
I got a bunch of loose ones from a buddy, so I don't know any of their names. So
I could help you out.
Bobby Tree Hands.
It's Tree Rex. Oh, no, Tree Hands. That's Stump Smasher.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You put him in the game, it'll tell you.
Things.
Yeah. It'll tell you. The, I mean, that's the whole thing. I also see, like, this other vocal party on, like, social media and stuff. It's like, you know, I've got to bash Pokemon Go. Like, oh, I'm a real adult. I got stuff to do. I'm like, really? Is this a thing you have to bash people over?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like that too. Like, if I'm not interested in it, like, that doesn't equal okay. Like, make fun of it or those people. Like, I don't get the. I don't get it the way other people get it. So I'm just gonna sit politely over here.
Yeah, I mean, I had a guys thing not too long ago. So a bunch of the guys were over, and a bunch of them were playing it, and I just was. Just kind of taking it in. I mean,
right.
And they're like, oh, you want to do this? And I'm like, nah, not really. And they didn't bother me about it, but I was just kind of watching what they were doing. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess, but man.
My sister posted a thing on Facebook. I don't know if it was that she saw it somewhere personally or if she like just like reshared it or something. But the title that she wrote in was Heroes Walk Among Us, and it was like this picture of this like just 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and it was like attention, like all you Pokemon players out there, this is not a place for you to hunt your Pokemon. This is a private backyard. Stop wandering through my yard with your faces in your phone. And then it went on to say like, this is by far the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and I lived through the Macarena.
Macarena. There's like counter images to that where it's like, I don't know what you're doing. This is private property, but if you see a Pikachu, please come and get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's some sort of fad, and that's fine. You know, that's.
I think it'll be like Amiibos. I think it'll be really hot. And then after a while, it'll still be a thing. It just won't be, like, as hot as it is now.
Yeah, it'll be, like, Candy Crush or whatever, right? When they're, like, everybody was playing that and does it, I don't know.
I think it's got longer legs than both of those things.
You think it's got longer legs than Amiibos?
I do. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Amiibos are still going, though.
They're not like they were. Amiibos are already, like, Beanie Babying.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I mean, would it take them like a year and a half, 2 years to Beanie Baby status?
Yeah, probably close to that.
Yeah, I mean, like I think Pokemon Go will be hot through the holidays. I think it'll be hot into the spring. I think it'll start to. I think actually summertime you might see a resurgence because people like, you know, catching Pokemon by beaches or like however it is you catch Pokemon. And then I do think it'll fizzle eventually, but I think it'll be hot for a good year and a half, 2 years.
I think it can hit three.
Really?
How long before we get big name copycats?
Oh, I'm sure they're working hard right now to have some out like August.
Yeah, because you know you're going to have like a Disney game like this, and you're going to have, you know what I mean?
I don't know if you get those ones as quick. I think there'll be less interesting ones sooner than Disney.
I agree, but I mean the big boys are gonna get in the pool, you know what I mean?
It's like Disney Infinity.
Yeah, they're gonna come in. That you're gonna have Skylanders.
There's gonna be Me Toos,
but Disney doesn't have to the party. I don't think Disney's a good example because they don't have in-game studios anymore. They'd have to farm that out, so they'd have to make a deal and then have someone develop it. It'd be a longer process for them.
But like Skylanders, you know,
their sales have been going down too. I don't know if maybe they'd try and do something like this they'd have to figure out a way to get the toys to interact with the screen though.
No, they don't.
To sell more toys, they would. They don't care. That's the whole thing.
Don't care about toys. They care. Everybody's going to care about in-app purchases. That's what people care about on this stuff.
Sure, but if they want it to run with their other business,
I don't think they do.
No? I don't know.
Why would you? Nintendo's not trying to make people buy 3DS games from this app.
No, they're just trying to make money. Skylanders' whole thing is with, they got like a deal with the Toys for Life kind of guys. So it's really pushing the toys heavy.
I guess, but you could still just, I don't see how it's any different where you couldn't make a different kind of game that didn't have the toys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, how long is Pokemon going to have this market to itself? I think that's the big driver, because as soon as somebody else big comes in, will everybody go, oh, this is the next big cool thing. I want to try it. And then Pokemon Go dies. You know what I mean?
I don't know what's the big one. I can think of like a ton of like stupid crappy ones that'll...
You don't think Disney? You know,
I really don't think Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you think of anything that would rival it?
I'm trying to. Maybe Lego? Something Lego?
Okay.
Ooh, like collect Lego, find Lego Batman, find Lego Superman.
Minifigs are super popular. Like, yeah, you just have a whole bunch of famous characters if they can get the licensing, which they seem to have no problem with.
Well, yeah, Lego Dimensions is like a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
right?
It's crazy how many licenses they got for that game.
Sure. And you could find pieces to build bigger things or something?
Absolutely, yeah.
That'd be cool. How about Star Wars?
Star Wars is hot.
I don't think Disney's going to get into this.
You don't think Disney's going to get into this?
I'm
just thinking of franchises that I would be interested in if they had a game like this, because I like Star Wars. So, like, if there was a Star Wars thing where it was, like, similar to this, and it was, like, out, you know, it was social, like, the way Krabby's describing it, and it's, like, you know, a property that, like, I can get behind and be like, oh, this Slice's Crumb, he's right over here, we gotta get him. Like, you know, I could at least see, like, me being interested in that. I don't have any idea if Disney's gonna do it or not.
No one is gonna look at all this money being made and just go, nah, it's okay. You know what I mean? It's not gonna happen.
I don't think Disney is very reactionary anymore. They're kind of doing their own thing and doing well at it.
I mean, they're making Avatar Land. I think that's
Avatar or the not good, the blue Avatar?
Is it the Airbender or the blue ones?
The blue ones.
Oh, boo. I want to go to other Avatar Land.
You want to go to the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Ugh, not the movie. We don't talk about the movie.
I don't know.
I mean, Die Hard 5 of Avatar stuff.
Live Free or Die Hard. That movie's so terrible.
Live Free or Avatar.
Oh, man. Yeah,
Devil in the Elevator was a good Shyamalan movie.
I never even saw that one. I remember the commercial, though.
Real good.
Oh, geez.
His name became Poo Poo after The Village, but he still makes some good stuff.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. It's solid. He was like the next big thing, and then, like, you know, the movies couldn't hold up to the hype, but there are some diamonds in the rough in the last couple of movies he's made. Last Airbender notwithstanding.
I was going to say, what has he made recently? I don't even pay attention.
You know what else he did is, and I know, like, people, you know, opinions differ on this. He did After Earth, and I loved After Earth.
I don't even know what that is.
The one with Jaden Smith and Will Smith.
There's a reason why I didn't watch that. Okay.
Why?
Because
it's good. You know,
Chris is racist.
It's good.
He doesn't like the Black Ghostbuster either.
There it is.
You're the one. Don't point that back at me, buddy.
I'm telling you, like, people, like, they see Jaden Smith and they're like, Jaden Smith. And they see Will Smith, Will Smith.
No, it wasn't that. It was the, I remember.
And God help you if you see M. Night Shyamalan's name on it. No one's going to go see it. It was really good.
I remember the commercial after you brought that up. I remember the commercial about it. It's the one where he's like, Earth has been.
That's all I remember.
They've been gone forever and, like, all the life has evolved to kill people, right? It's that movie.
It's the one with the wingsuits.
I just remember, like, he's telling his son, like, oh, everything here has evolved to kill people or whatever.
Yeah, so basically, like, Will Smith is, like, this, like, war hero. Like, everyone in the world, like, looks up to him, loves, but his son can never, like, live up to, like, his father's expectation. And, like, this entire vessel, that's, like, on its way somewhere, crashes and everyone's dead and Will Smith is incapacitated and it's up to his son to, like, get this, like, beacon, to a, like, at the top of this mountain where it can get a signal so they can get rescued. And it's just, it's him against the, like, alien elements for this whole movie. I'm telling you, I really liked it.
Well, to move on to you, Bill, for a minute, when does the 12-step process start?
I will not admit that this is an issue.
I think we've identified a potential problem that you've got. I hate to say this. This is an intervention that we're staging. So,
I don't think you're supposed to be doing the thing that people are intervening for during the intervention.
It's time to stop, Bill. You need to stop.
I can stop.
No, Bill told us he was going to be done forever ago, and Bill is not done.
I'm not.
So. When does it stop, Bill?
I did finish the thing that I was doing.
Yes.
And then just one more quest.
Oh, Bill, you have a problem. Seek help. The first step is admitting that you have a problem.
I'm having fun with this problem.
Oh, my goodness. So do you want to tell people what bandwagon you've decided to jump on?
At the request of my future brother-in-law, who asked me to give the game another try once The Taken King came out, have gotten back into Destiny. I was super hot on it before the game came out. There was a beta, and I was super into it. And then I pre-ordered it. Game came out. I played, and I slowly was having less and less fun with it. I didn't understand. Like, I was expecting, like, okay, level one, and then you do level two and three and four and five, and you finish the story, and then maybe there's multiplayer, and that's it. But the game just doesn't play like that. It's very, very MMO. So, and I've never played MMOs, never really got into them. So, and there really wasn't a lot of content, so I fell right out of it. So here we are, a couple years later. All of the expanded content is available in The Taken King. And he's like, honestly, like, so give it another try. I'll play through the campaign with you and, you know, just see if you like it. And a friend of mine who didn't like the game when it first came out played through The Taken King. She said it was really good. She played through it with her brother. So I have gotten back into Destiny, and it is probably a good thing that the game doesn't track the amount of time that you put into it, because it's probably a lot. And if my wife knew how much time has gone into this game in the last, month or two, I've fallen into it. I've fallen in hard.
The Xbox tracks how many hours you play games.
I could probably pull that number up someplace.
Yeah, you could definitely look that up.
But yeah, it's not a big game. It's not a popular game. There's still a ton of people playing it, but it's not. I don't think it needs to be really addressed.
says the fact that I'm
playing it and I'm liking it.
The addict says.
I'm sure you've put way more time into any number of Dark Souls games than I've put in this game so far.
I know,
so
but I don't think I've ever seen somebody so hooked that it's like I can't peel myself away.
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of it.
I know it's. We'll wish your family well for you.
No, and I don't play when they're awake.
How much sleep are you getting at night, Bill?
According to my fitness band, which I've been pretty vigilant on, like making sure I get at least my 10,000 steps a day. It's in my current fitness plan. My goal is 7.5 hours sleep, and most nights I get between 95 and 105% of that. Tonight I will not get that much because staying up late to record. But yeah, 7.5 is the goal.
Okay, all right. Do you have any self-help tips for him, Krabby, to get off the junk?
Just keep going. Don't stop.
Yeah, yeah. Krabby just gets better. Not, yeah,
God, I'm stuck with two addicts.
Yeah, you know what? You know when it gets better after one more level.
we're going to look back at this at some point in time, and we'll get some perspective. But
will we look back at it on September 20th when the next Destiny expansion comes out?
I think here's going to be the thing is that, I have to communicate with these guys, listeners at home, and so all chat has basically turned into Pokemon Go chat.
It has, like,
and Bill's just gone. I think it's
I become silent when Pokemon chat happens because I'm like, well, I can't. I'll add something little, like, oh no, it's cool to see everyone having so much fun, but like, it's. I mean, you can't even pretend to be part of that conversation. So like, when the Pokemon Go chat starts, I'm just like, okay. I mean, I'll be over here if I read all those messages, but it's like, I'll be over here in case, something that is, I can contribute comes up in conversation.
I gotcha. Well, if you want to trade Stadium Events for some Snorlax, Krabby, you know where to find me.
It's a lot of Snorlax.
Is Snorlax a Pokemon or a Dr. Seuss character?
I have no idea.
Lorax.
Yeah.
I want someone to Photoshop the mustache onto Snorlax now.
Oh, my goodness.
Krabby, what's the most inappropriate sounding Pokemon name?
Hmm.
I'll think on that for a minute.
Okay. Well, I guess it's probably time that we put a bow on this thing then. So, so you guys can get back to your addictions and I can get to bed.
Crabby, you're not going to go out and play again before you go to bed, are you?
That depends on my wife. She's usually more wants to get out there than I do some nights, so she might drag me out.
It's only 10 o'clock for him, so...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
He's still got plenty of time to get to the park by midnight.
So she normally is... So is she higher level than you, or what's it looking like right now?
She's one level behind me right now.
Is she... But she's gaining on you.
I started like 4 days before she did.
So while we've been talking, she's caught up to you. Is that the problem?
Yes, that is a problem. Inappropriate names. Squirtle?
Squirtle?
That's the only one that I heard that I that first thing I thought was like, that's not appropriate.
How about Weedle? Clefairy?
I'll allow it.
That's not too bad.
I'm just trying to think. What else?
How many Pokemon? I have a stupid question from someone who doesn't know. How many Pokemon are there?
In the original game, there's 150, which is what's in the app right now. I think the total, like, there's a new game coming out in November.
Uh-huh.
Before that comes out, I think we're up to 749.
Wow.
And they'll add, like, another 80 or so, I think, when this new one comes out.
So, like, when you buy, like, a new Pokemon, like, when you buy, like, you know, Black and White or, like, you know, whatever, like, you know, Pokemon game out there,
yeah.
are all of the Pokemon that have ever been Pokemon in each one of the games?
No. Like, I think with X and Y, you could get... I want to say around 230 of them. So if you wanted a full Pokedex, like they usually break them down by region because each game takes place in a different region, which is why there's different Pokemon available. You have to like start way back and like trade them up a gen to that game and then trade those up a gen and then trade those up a gen. And like, so it takes a lot of time and hardware to actually have a full Pokedex. I only know one person in my city that has done that.
How far back do you got to go?
Red and Blue, man.
So you're telling me you can like export stuff from all the way back
you
then?
You can't get Pokemon.
You export it up to your GBA ones, and then the DS Lights can have a DS and a GBA game in them. So I'm pretty sure that it's White and Black 2 that you can transfer from a GBA game to a DS game. And then you can save them. They have like a... basically like a Pokemon cloud. You can save them to a cloud and import them into your 3DS stuff now off the DS ones.
So you're telling me you can get these characters from the very first Game Boy games all the way into the new one?
Yeah, it takes some effort, but you can do it. Yeah, I know a couple of people that are like, I've had this Bulbasaur since I was 12, and it's still mine.
Are they good? I mean, or like, are the new Pokemon always better than the old ones?
No, like a lot of the old ones are still relevant, like, combat-wise, but people don't always... Most people don't try and make, like, a perfect team. They make their favorite team. So they just take the ones they're attached to.
When you challenge someone to a Poke fight...
Lickitung. That's an inappropriate Pokemon game.
when you challenge someone to a Poke fight, which I assume is what it's officially called, can you, like, fight for Pokemon so, like, the loser loses their Pokemon
like
to that
slips.
Person?
No, you always keep yours. Yours faint, so you have to like revive them and heal them afterwards. But you don't lose them ever.
Then what do you get?
So there's no way to gain Pokemon from older games besides doing all the work that you're talking about.
Yeah, trading.
Oh, you can. Okay, so can you have more than one of the same Pokemon?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can have as many of one as you can possibly hold.
Oh, so if you like somebody, you could say, oh, I'm just going to trade you a whole bunch of Pokemon.
Yeah, and there's a few Pokemon that only evolve during a trade. So you have to get them to a certain point and then find someone trustworthy enough to trade to you and then trade it back if you want that same one back or just have them trade you the one you need.
Let me just point this out because I'm sure Bill could say just as confusing crap about some Destiny weapons or something that you have to do to get. Uh-huh. And we'd be having the same nonsense conversation.
What do you mean nonsense?
You gotta get these sparks of these nuggets, and then you have to change them over into...
Yeah, no, the nugget sparks. No, and the, I'll tell you, one of the best things about the I don't know if Chris meant to lead it back to Destiny, but one of the best Help things me. About Taken King versus some of the earlier stuff,
Infinite
the voice
loop.
Act, the oh man, the voice acting. The voice acting was always good, but the writing got great, and they've got great voice actors and really funny dialogue. Nathan Fillion is one of the main quest givers, so you constantly have like the Nathan Fillion sarcastic loop in your head, which is great. And the ghost, the little like robot buddy that follows you around, it used to be Peter Dinklage, which I was really excited about. And then after a little while, like everyone kind of realized, this isn't very good, so they just
yeah, I heard that
they just exercise him out of the game and they replace him with Nolan North, and it was a better move because Nolan, like, I go back and I listen, like, his YouTube, you can still listen to some of the old footage, and a lot of it was just poorly acted. Like, the dialogue wasn't bad, but it was a bad voice acting job. So, but yeah, there's a lot of really good dialogue. Eric Avari is the Cryptarch. Lance Reddick. Just some really good voice actors and some really good funny dialogue.
Do they just have just as silly names, a Cryptarch?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Master. His name is Rahul, as voiced by Eric Avari. And yep. So there are items that drop while you're playing, but a lot of the times you'll get a cryptogram, which is basically an item that's been encrypted in the physical world. And you have to take it to a cryptarch to decrypt it, which is free. The only reason they do that is so that you can't get, like, you know. So basically, they want you, when you start a mission, to have pretty much similar equipment throughout it. They don't want you starting a mission and finding some, like, amazing weapon that will make you, like, you know, beat the boss a lot easier. So you got a weapon drop, but it's encrypted. You can't use it yet. After the mission's over, you go to the Cryptarch and he'll decrypt it for you, and then you can use it as an item. So
I'm so happy with the language you just used, because like encrypted, Cryptarch, cryptogram makes me feel a little less stupid saying like Pokeball, Pokestop, Pokemon. Like, it's got the Poke everything. No, you got the Crypt and everything.
Yeah. Every game's got its own vernacular, vocabulary, whatever you want to call it. And, I mean, when you get together, it's the same thing like when a couple of tech guys get together and they start talking about servers and iSCSI and, oh, are you using 10 GBE? Or you, like, you know, it's another language, and like a lot of games have their own. So, and like for me, like I'm still learning. So like it sounds like I might know what I'm talking about, but then I get on with two other guys who like really know a thing or two, and I'm like, oh, I don't know anything compared to these guys. So it really is like another world.
And then here I am stuck in the middle.
Yeah,
both of you sound like you're talking complete nonsense, but okay.
I could pull up some messages from you where between you and Krabby on Dark Souls, and you're like, yeah, you're gonna want to bring a couple of rings of ellipses with you just to combat the effect.
No,
of
I think
the
I've already of Rahana. I've already totally given up on that, because I think Krabby has trailed off into nothingness with Pokemon Go, and Bill, you need your 12-step
program.
It's
not nothingness, so. It's enlightenment.
Those that were begging for the show, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disappoint you people. Yeah. But.
Well, no, honestly, like I was enjoying playing Dark Souls so much. I went down and I visited my father-in-law down in Florida, and I was like, we're playing Dark Souls. And I made him download it. I think he already had it from it was a game with gold, so he already had it. And I had him play it before I got there. And then I was showing him the ropes, like in the Undead Asylum, and then you got to Firestone Cavern, whatever it's called.
Firelink Shrine.
Firelink Shrine. And he was asking all the same questions that I was asking Chris when Chris was giving me the primer. He was like, can I jump down that well? And I was like, well, you can.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you can do that. Like, you know, should you? There's two dead skeletons. And I was telling him, like, okay, the game does the game gives you hints. Like, listen to it. So we started walking around, died a few times. And what amazed me was the first time I fired this game up, I could not get out of the Undead Asylum to save my life. And, like, now, I've been playing it for a number of hours. I can run through the Undead Asylum on one life, which is amazing to me, like parrying everything and, you know, like doing a good job. And then I get to the Undead Burg, which is really interesting because the more you explore there, you're like, wow, you feel like you found every nook and cranny, and you haven't. There's a million different ways to go and like things to, you know, paths to take and things to jump around. And like, I really am having a good time with it, but I am so bad at the combat when you get to guys who are not like the worst like enemies in the game. It's depressing how, and then like I talked to my buddy Mike who got me into Destiny. The guy who got me into Destiny, his favorite Xbox 360 game is Dark Souls. And I told him where I was, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really close to beating like the Tartarus demon or whatever it's called. And he's like, isn't that like right at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm just not good at it.
And Krabby, you almost got pretty far and then you just petered out, I think.
Yeah, I did. I lost some steam big time.
Yeah. I think you got caught somewhere around when the baby came and that was pretty much it, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just finished off Ornstein and
Smoke.
The Cherub. Smoke. Yeah. And I worked a little bit past there, but not very much.
Yeah. So there's your Dark Souls spoiler cast, guys.
Did you stop because of you know, like life events, or did you lose steam because you weren't having as much fun with the game anymore?
I was having a lot of fun with it still, and then I really felt like it was coming to a climax, and then Chris and the game like simultaneously told me like, no, you got a ton of stuff left. And I was like, oh, I really feel like I was almost at the end, and it just kind of became overwhelming.
Oh, so you were just getting to the good stuff.
Yeah, I felt like I hit not good stuff.
You know, that's when you get to some of the battles that are really pretty cool. But anyway, go back to it if you want to at some point in time. Maybe I'll have to drag some other weird strangers on here and do some special sidecast.
Well, the thing is, like, because then later you told us that 3 is by far the easiest.
It is.
So now I'm almost thinking, well, why wouldn't I just play 3?
Because you wouldn't get half of it, because it references, you know. That's like, why wouldn't you start with Bioshock Infinite first? Because you wouldn't really get it.
You could, and you just wouldn't get the end.
Yeah. So that's kind of the same thing. You would get the gameplay, but you would not get a lot of what on earth is going on.
So you mean they're going to reference the Battle of Shnalaxcathon?
No, but I mean, there are so many moments in Dark Souls 3 where you're like, oh, this is here, oh! And it, you would totally miss all that, probably. You would just be like, oh, okay, here's a place. There are a lot of callbacks. Moments. There's a lot of callbacks. And places where you're like, and all of a sudden you just come around the corner and you're like, oh, I'm here.
Oh, really? Oh, I remember. I know it's not as impactful as what you're talking about, but I remember when that happened in Borderlands 2, when like at the very end of the game, you finally get back to like the where you start the original Borderlands, and it, you enter from like a different angle, so like it's not easy to tell where you are. But after like a few minutes, I was like, oh, I'm here.
I know, right? So, and you just, this big smile comes over your face. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like the beginning of Super Metroid.
Yeah. That's it. It's like, wow. And it just hits you for a minute, and you just stay there for a second, like, oh. They're like, okay, let's go.
Or like, I didn't play it, but I've read about, spoiler alert, the towards the end of Metal Gear Solid 4, where it puts you back on Shadow Moses.
Yes, it does. That's true.
And not only does it put you back there, it puts you back there like in PlayStation 1 style.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then you have a big Metal Gear fight.
Oh, that's one of the coolest. I couldn't get through the game because it was so obtuse. But when I heard about that scene, I had to YouTube it. It's so cool. Yeah,
and you get to fight in a Metal Gear against another Metal Gear. It's pretty cool.
You mean against a Metal Gear?
Metal Gear. A Hein D.
I want a shirt with a helicopter on it that says a Hein D question.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to find some other people that want to do a show on that at some point in time.
I'll still get back there.
You'll get back. Yeah, You'll have forgotten everything by then, but.
I wish I could have helped.
There's nothing to forget. You got a punch button and a run button. You're good.
I guess we should say thanks to everyone for taking the time to listen. This has been an odd show, It's just kind of a ranty show.
Yeah, but just that's okay. Yeah, just kind of riffing. But we thought we hadn't done one of those in a little while. So
yeah, it's always kind of fun. And until we get a sponsor for Bill. Well,
I'm not that good.
No, I meant an A.
AA sponsor. You're not going esports, Bill. Like,
to be a professional.
I meant someone that you call when you're fiending for some razor.
Wearing one of those like Destiny soccer jerseys next time you see me.
I need to contact Razor and get Bill a Destiny arcade stick.
Oh, and Krabby, you still owe me some Street Fighter.
I haven't plugged that thing in so long.
I think I'm going to get my new pad next month, so then we're on fire.
Like, it just hit me a couple weeks ago how disappointed I am with 5.
It's getting a little better.
Really? I thought you said you liked it.
I did initially, and then it has so many problems with this launch, and I can't bring myself to even turn it on again.
It's gotten better. Really? Think of Bill with Destiny, and this is how you'll feel about Street Fighter. Like, you didn't like it at first. They added a bunch of stuff. Now it's not bad.
That's what I've heard, but KOF 14 is coming out really soon, and it's getting a lot of good hype.
Oh, nothing beats Street Fighter, does it?
I've always liked King of Fighters. Street Fighter's never been my top one. I like the quicker, flashier games like Guilty Gear and Persona fighting games.
Oh, you don't like the technical King of Fighters.
We had me and Krabby had this conversation in a private chat not too long ago, and he made a lot of really good arguments for KOF and ones that I never really had heard, like not knowing anyone my whole life who was into KOF. Like he was making some sense, not to the point that I'm going to switch to Team KOF, but he really made it seem like, there's like a whole other world out there that I don't even know about.
We know Bill is Killer Instinct all the way, so.
Yeah.
Primal Rage for life.
On the 32X. There you go. Yeah,
3DO or 32X or arcade. No 16-bit for this guy.
Okay, well, where can people find us, Krabby? Can you remember?
Podcast Pickle?
We're not on Podcast Pickle anymore.
At the Poke Gym or the Poke Stop or the Poke Picnic. We're doing a Poke Yard
sale.
We're
right underneath the Taken King.
We're analyzing our cryptograms at the Poke Stops.
His name is Oryx, Chris.
Oh, okay. He has a name. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after you kill him, there's other Taken that try to take over. So it's the Taken King.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
Get me Photoshop quickly.
No.
YouTube. We're on YouTube.
We are on YouTube, for those that care. Yep. We are on Podomatic, right? You can find us there, at least for now.
Yep. You can find us in the Prison of Elders.
Yeah? No. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I don't want to go there. It sounds bad.
It's an arena in Destiny. Oh, okay.
Stitcher. You can find us on Stitcher still. Yep. Of course, RF iTunes. RFgeneration.com, right? We're definitely there.
That's a good one. I like that site.
Whatever.
I do. Site's boss.
And you can follow us on social media, right? Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, the face twits.
Yeah, totally get us on there. And I haven't said this in probably about a million years, but if you like us for some reason and you've listened this far, because my God, why would you?
Congratulations.
If you want to donate, you can donate to us. We have a PayPal donate button on our website, which is what? What's our website?
Yeah, but we're strongly considering taking our business away from PayPal.
No, I'm not. Krabby is
since yeah.
Boycott just universal
if,
boycott
if you're if, those always if your work. Donation doesn't go through, just open up a dispute.
Yes.
You can find us at collectorcast.com. throw us a few shekels if you're feeling froggy.
Transfer them.
I'll take some rupees. Whatever you got, it's fine. Totally.
He likes gil.
Throw me a couple of talents if you got them lying around.
Yeah, sure, right. Mm-hmm. But that's us, and you can find us and boy, we're tired, and probably the end of this thing probably makes no sense at all. So if you've listened this far, A, thank you. B, we're sorry.
C, send me a Snorlax.
All right, guys, and we will catch all of you soon. Let's do
Are we doing a countdown, everybody?
No, you just keep recording, Bill.
Okay.
Keep playing Destiny, Bill. Don't worry.
We're on the boss right now, and then no more clickies.
Did you take the king yet?
Yeah, I took the king. Good. I wasn't tonight.
Where'd you take him?
Lunch at Danny's.
You know that it's just like the Taken are a people, and he is their king, right? Like, you're not taking the. Oh, it's okay. Whatever.
I did not know that. Actually.
No, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, the Taken is a not a race of people, but they're like
is,
they're like a
is
blight,
Liam Neeson
like
their
infection.
King?
I will find you.
Yeah, if he's not,
I will kill you.
I have to get Photoshop open as soon as possible.
Oh my goodness! All right, are you recording, Krabby?
Yeah, I've been going for a little while.
Good. Let's do this. Let's. I'll do the 3, 2, 1 go, but you and I will both clap on go, so I can sync those up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1, go. All right, that'll be close enough. I can sync it up from there.
Cool. If you want to make a note, I have did that at a minute 18 on my new recording.
Let's put that on the Google Doc. Burr, burr, burr. Crabbaby 118 clap.
Did you call him Crabbaby?
No, Crabby.
Oh, that was like a mixture of Crybaby and Crabby.
I'll be your Crabbaby.
Nobody puts Crabbaby in the corner.
This should be the show. This is like our Seinfeld episode.
This has already devolved into quite a mess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Resurrect this show into something.